meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Money Pit is presented by Westlake Building Products, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the Angie App, Aero Fasteners, and Kohler Power. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this beautiful fall weekend? If it's your house, you're in the right place, because that's probably what we're doing as well. And if we can help you get your projects done, we'd like to do just that. You can reach out with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button, record your question, and we will answer it the next time we're in the studio. Coming up on today's show, now that it's getting colder, we're starting to see higher heating bills show up every month. In fact, it turns out that almost a third of energy consumption goes to our heating needs. But the solutions to reduce these costs are often pretty simple and also pretty easy to overlook. So we're going to walk you through some easy fix-ups for just that.
And it might be getting chilly, but that doesn't mean outdoor living has got to end. You know, with the right patio heater, you can hang out in your yard or on the deck well into fall. So we're going to share some tips on how to pick the perfect patio heater for your house.
And before we get wrapped up inside for the cold months ahead, we want to talk about air cleaners and air purifiers. What's the difference? One masks the odor, one totally removes the stink. We're going to highlight the best way to detox the air inside your home sweet home before you have to seal the hatches for the chilly season.
But first, what are you guys working on? We want to know all about all the projects you're tackling or even just thinking about tackling. So give us a call. Let us know how we can help. Plus, we've got a great tool to give away to one very lucky listener. It's the Arrow 5-in-1 Manual Staple Gun. It's good for upholstery, installing insulation, craft projects, if you're hanging some holiday lights. Lots of projects that you can tackle with the staple gun. So give us a call and let us know what you are working on so we can lend a hand and give you some cool tools.
Because that's the only way you can get entered into today's drawing. You got to call us with your home improvement question or post it at moneypit.com right now. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Mary from Massachusetts is on the line and needs some help with finishing a project. What can we do for you?
Well, I live in a very old home, and the front, I have double front doors that are made of walnut. They're very heavy and very thick, but somewhere along the line, somebody put some kind of finish on them, so now they're peeling. They face the east, so they get the west, so they get a lot of summer hot sun, And I just don't know how to get everything off and then refinish them.
So what are the doors made out of? Are they wood doors?
Oh, yes. They're solid walnut, and they're about an inch and a half thick.
Okay. And the finish that's on it, is it a clear, like a urethane-type finish that's peeling?
Yes, it looks like that. And then there's some kind of stain on the door that turns really dark, dark wood.
Okay. So listen. First of all, congratulations on having a really beautiful set of doors. Walnut doors are very rare, and that's terrific. So they're worth putting the time into it, and time you will need for this project, Mary. What you need to do is you need to strip all that old finish off. What I would do is I would take the doors off of the hinges. I'd lay them on a couple of sawhorses. I'd have a vibrating sander. I would just start to sand that finish away and get all of that down to raw wood. It is totally worth it because you can't put, you know, good finish over bad finish. You got to get down to that wood. Now, once you're down to the wood, since it's a darker wood, you know, you may or may not want to stain it. If it turns out that there's some unevenness in the coloring of the wood, you could think about adding a stain to try to sort of blend it all in. And then on top of that, you're going to put a new finish. Now, since these doors face the sun, what I would use is a marine varnish on that. And the key difference with marine varnish is it has exceptionally high UV protection. So it's going to stand up to that UV radiation from the sun and not peel off quite as easily as just any other exterior UV would. So strip it down to the raw wood, stain it as needed, and then refinish it with a marine varnish. I would use a satin, not a gloss, because it'll make the doors look a lot nicer. And then just enjoy them. If you do this, even though it's going to take you a long time, you know, it's going to last for years to come. Now, look, it's also not the kind of project that you can bang out in the afternoon. So this may be a situation where you pop the door off the hinges, which is pretty easy to do. You get it out on the sawhorses. You do as much as you can for the day. You put the door back on the hinges, and you close it in whatever shape it's in at that moment. And then the next time you have time to do this, you take the door off and continue. So it can just kind of continue on. I don't want you to try to do this vertically. It's going to make you much more tired. Believe me, gravity plays a big part in being able to do this well. And if it's laid out flat on a couple of sawhorses in a shady area, it's just going to be a lot easier for you to work on it.
Okay, just one other quick question. What weight of sandpaper do you use on the vibrating sander?
That's a great question. It depends on kind of how it behaves, so to speak, when you start to use it, but I would start with a medium grit. So that's going to be around 100 to 125, maybe 150. The thing is, if you go too fine to start, you might find that the paper clogs up. There's also a type of paper that's available that looks more like screening or netting. And when you're working with finishes, that type of material tends to clog less. So if you're in the home center aisle and you see that as an option, that's something that you might want to give it a try until you find the paper that works the best. Try not to put too much pressure on it. You don't want to, if you lean in and push hard down on it and not let the machine do its work, what will happen is some of that old finish can heat up and it'll kind of gunk up the paper and ruin it, and you'll just have to get a new piece and continue. But it's going to take you a while, and you're going to have to do a lot of handwork as well. And speaking of which, if you have sort of nooks and crannies, if you have sort of moldings in the storage you have to get into, there are sanding sponges that companies like 3M make. I also see these, you know, in the home center paint aisle, like at Home Depot. And these sanding sponges, I really like them because they're squishy, but they're abrasive. So you can actually crush it up against that uneven molding, you know, press it in there, work it up and down, and it does a good job. Okay?
Oh. Okay, because there is molding in it. They're not even flush doors.
Yeah, you'll find that sanding sponge really handy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
James in Illinois is on the line and is looking to make a fire pit at their money pit. What's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to know what the best way to build a fire pit in the ground. Would you use fire brick or would you get those galvanized rings?
You know, there's a really nice fire pit kit that's on the market now at Home Depot that's made by Pavestone. It's called the Rumble Stone Fire Pit Kit. I like it because it contains everything that you need. It's got the stone, which you can use to create the round fire pit itself, and then it also has a metal insert and a screen. So basically everything you need is in the box, and you can pick it up and put it together, and they're pretty good about giving you instructions and step-by-step. Why don't you take a look at that? I got to tell you, I have a fire pit now, but if I was doing it again, I would pick up the Rumble Stone round fire pit kit at Home Depot.
Well, with the metal ring that goes around there, how thick is it, and would it rust and you'd have to replace it in a couple of years?
I've had metal fire pits for a number of years, and I find that they're good for 5 or 6 or 7 years, so I don't think it's an every year kind of thing. And this one in particular is made of heavy steel.
And what's the price of that?
I think it's around $400, maybe $450, something like that, but it includes everything. So it's all in there, you know, the brick, the stone, the metal ring, and so on.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Rumble stone will work very well.
This is Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, if you want to cut your heating bills, there are several surprisingly simple steps that you can take to do just that. We'll walk you through a few no-cost to low-cost ideas when the Money Pit returns. Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. Luxrock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Wake up! It's time to stop dreaming about new floors and start heading to LL Flooring's Dream Floor event. It's the biggest sale of the year on floors that are in style, in stock, and in your budget. With up to 25% off more than 300 styles, there's never been a better time to get new floors. Whether you've been dreaming of waterproof or hardwood flooring, it's time to make it a reality. This sale ends October 18th, so hurry in today for the Dream Floor event at LL Flooring, your experts from inspiration to installation.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we know you love listening to The Money Pit. I know, but it only comes on the weekends. Well, how about listening when you want when you follow The Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. This way, any day of the week, you can listen to The Money Pit, and you're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, so it gives you time to plan a great home improvement adventure.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because if you do, we'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat for a chance at winning a fantastic prize from our friends at Arrow.
That's right. We've got up for grabs the Arrow T501, and now it's a 5-in-1 manual staple gun. And what's so cool about it is you're able to then drive 5 different types of fasteners. So you can do a ton of projects like upholstery, installing insulation, maybe a craft project, hanging holiday lights, putting up some trim, maybe a woodworking project. So many things that you can tackle with the Arrow 501. It's a great prize. We're giving it to you for nothing today, but if you were to buy one, it's $75. It is a great stapler, and I promise you will find a ton of projects to tackle this fall season.
So reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask or call in your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That Arrow T501, 5-in-1 manual staple gun's going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you.
Looking to improve his curb appeal? We've got Greg in Ohio who needs some help with the exterior. What's going on?
I have an old glazed block building. I'm wondering if I can stone veneer over that glazed block. So I thought maybe you could give me some advice.
So, Greg, if you're talking about the thin stone, the stone veneer, which is like maybe an inch thick or so, yeah, I think that that's possible. Now, it's going to be an adhesive that you use to make this connection, and that's going to take some research to figure out which of the many types of veneer adhesive are going to work well for this situation. But I think it is possible. It's the same procedure that you would use if you were just gluing tile, which is a different type of a siding over that glazed stone that you have right now. As long as the surface you're working in is not pitted, deteriorated, relatively solid, you should be able to identify an adhesive that is designed specifically for these two products, and it'll bring it together, and it'll be a permanent situation where you won't have to worry about those veneers popping off anytime in the future.
Well, now that it's getting colder, we're starting to see higher heating bills showing up in the mail every month or even on your phone. Well, in fact, it turns out that almost a third of energy consumption goes to the heating of your home, but the solutions to reduce those costs are often simple and also the first to be overlooked.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing how many homeowners don't even have the basics right. Like, for example, insulation. I'm always surprised by folks that call us and ask about installing, you know, things that are maybe out of the norm, like a wind generator or some other equally complicated system.
We get that all the time, yeah.
Right, because they want to reduce energy costs. We get it. But when we ask about your insulation, most people have no idea how much they have, and that's kind of an issue.
Yeah, considering it's probably the easiest thing that you can do. It's pretty simple, and there's a lot of places that you can start to improve your energy efficiency. So let's start with that attic insulation. Check it. Go upstairs. See how much you have, because most often homes don't have enough insulation, and that really is the key to reducing both your heating and your cooling bills. So if you live in a southern state, you're looking for a depth of about 13 to 14 inches, and if you live in a colder climate, you're going to need 16 to 19 inches. Now, if you're not sure how much insulation you have, get a tape measure, head up in the attic, and measure it.
Yeah, it's really not that tough. Now, let's talk about your HVAC equipment. That's your heating, ventilation, and the air conditioning equipment. Just as a tune-up of your car can improve your gas mileage, a yearly tune-up of your heating and cooling system can improve efficiency and comfort. So definitely get that done if you've not done it already. Next, an easy installation. An easy way to be smart with your conservation is to install a smart thermostat, a programmable Wi-Fi-enabled thermostat, you know, like a Nest. It's automatically going to raise or lower your heat based on whether someone is home or not. And collectively, this adds up to a lot less heat being used, which saves you a bunch of money. And last, how about sealing your heating and cooling ducts? Ducts that move air to and from your furnace, your air conditioner, or your heat pump are often big energy wasters. Sealing them and insulating those ducts can improve the efficiency of your heating system by as much as 20% and sometimes much more. And by the way, you know what you don't use to seal your ducts? Duct tape. It's not actually designed for ducts, believe it or not. It will dry up and fall off. There's a special type of tape. It's like foil-faced. It's called UL-181 tape, and that actually is what you want to use.
All right, good tip. Another thing you can think about doing is replacing your furnace's air filter before the heating season begins and then monthly thereafter. If you use a dirty filter, it's going to make your system work harder to deliver air to those registers because it's just reducing the airflow. Now, next, think about insulating your water heater. heater. A water heater is going to lose heat through their outside shells, so you can add a water heater jacket. It's simple and inexpensive, and it keeps the heat from escaping. Also think about turning down your water heater's temperature setting to a safe but really super efficient 110 degrees instead of that potentially scalding 140 degrees that most water heaters are set to. Now, if you have an electric water heater, you can also cut the cost of running it in half if you put a timer on it.
These are all easy things to do. So finally, let's talk about the one thing that always forces us to turn up the heat, probably more than we need it, and that's drafts. You need to go on the hunt to find drafts and seal them out. The outside walls of your house are pretty much like Swiss cheese, and every hole for a window, a door, an outlet, a light switch, it's a source of air leakage. So seal these openings from the inside, and that'll prevent serious drafts and energy loss and reduce home heating costs. So none of these improvements are costly. Frankly, none of them take a ton of time. You can tackle one or two in a weekend or one or two a day. I mean, they're really pretty simple, and you're definitely going to save money and feel a lot more comfortable in your home.
All right, Dorothy in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I respect all life, but when you have a centipede crawling up a wall that left the basement, it's coming up into the house, it looks very ugly and scary. I understand they're carnivores, so maybe they'd eat other bugs, but I don't really know how to get rid of them. And also, I'd like to know about crickets, how I could catch them.
What kind of crickets are you talking about? Those weird-looking ones that hop and they're, like, gigantic in your basement? They look like prehistoric?
The black ones that live outside, but as soon as it turns cold, they come and you hear them singing in your garage.
Oh, okay. And you don't want to kill anything, correct?
Well, I guess I could, but personally, I have a pet that eats crickets. I'd like to catch them. I've read on the Internet, I can't seem to come up with a way to capture them. Or, I'd like to capture them and get them out. The centipedes, I'm open to, extermination.
Well, I was going to say, for your basement, I would start by making sure that everything is sealed off. So you have anything that protrudes through the foundation wall, dryer vents, anything, make sure that it's all sealed around. Anything can come in through the tiniest opening. So whether you use an expandable foam or steel wool, you want to make a combination of things to close up every opening that you see, because that's how they're getting in. Now, once you've done that, if you see a centipede in the house, I would suggest you could take a vacuum and you can put like a piece of pantyhose at the end of the intake hose. So before it gets into the bag or gets into the area, it gets caught in that little piece of pantyhose.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And you can vacuum them into the pantyhose and then release them into the wild or whatever you like, or feed the crickets to your lizard or snake friend. Now, as far as the crickets in the garage, I would do the same. I'd make sure everything is sealed up. I don't know of any sort of traps that you can place and leave and, go and then collect any of the crickets. I've done, and I've seen this done with people who have crickets in the basement, specifically the cave crickets. They take tape and lay it sticky side up around the entire perimeter of the room. And then the crickets, when they crawl in under the walls, they get stuck to the tape. Now, they're still alive stuck to the tape. I would usually think people throw away the tape, but you might be able to, feed them to your friend that way.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
And coming up, we've got an easy solution for beating the cold weather blues: patio heaters. They let you use your outdoor space all year long. So we're going to tell you what you need to know before buying one, just ahead.
You live in a body pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Resort and Casino has Monday Night Football, the best day of the week. So come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside season. Score big with our stadium snacks half off during the game. Play hard, win easy with more prizes, cash, and free slot play. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. So get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, do you guys have a question about home improvement projects you'd like to get done in your house? Well, reach out to us with those questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask.
Keith in Alaska, you have got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Everyone talks about asphalt or concrete driveway repair and maintenance. I don't hear a lot about gravel or dirt driveway maintenance. What would be a good type of gravel to that's compactable but won't rut or erode and won't get dug up by snowplows in the wintertime like we have in Alaska?
So actually, that's a great question, Leslie. You're talking about what's the best type of gravel, because there actually are a number of different types of gravel. But I think when it comes to a driveway, you definitely want crushed gravel as opposed to natural gravel. Natural gravel, you know, is like sort of these square stones, and they'll actually sort of roll on each other under the stress of tires and stuff. But if you use crushed gravel, that's actually compactable, and they'll settle in kind of much the same way that a road does. That said, it's not going to be as strong as an asphalt surface, and you're still going to have issues when it comes time to snowplow. Unless you're real careful with the snowplow, you can easily start to tear some of that up and move it around. It's going to be less expensive than an asphalt driveway, but there is sort of an in-between. Have you ever heard of a tar and chip driveway, Les?
No, I haven't, actually.
A tar and chip driveway is something that you see a lot in mountainous areas where you have steep driveways.
Because it gives you that sort of grip built into it, right?
Yeah. So what happens is you start with a layer of gravel, and then you add asphalt over that, tar and asphalt over that, and then you put a smaller form of gravel over that that actually sort of sticks out. It's not like a smooth driveway. It's like a really rough surface. It's less expensive than asphalt, a little more expensive than a gravel driveway, and it gives you the traction, which is especially important, I would imagine, in an area like Alaska where you've got some pretty rough weather. That said, though, I know that the surface is going to have the same issues when it comes to heavy snowplowing equipment. If it's too close, if you try to scrape that as opposed to just sort of leaving an inch or two on the roadway or on the driveway, you're going to start to chip it away. It's also interesting to note that it typically won't last as long as an asphalt driveway, but you don't have to tear it out. You can put additional layers of the tar and chip over what you have. So it's going to require more maintenance, but that kind of might be the happy medium if that's what you're looking to achieve.
Well, as the weather cools down and summer turns to fall, you might be wishing that there was a way you could keep enjoying your deck or your patio, even with a little nip in the air.
Well, with the right patio heater, you can keep dining and entertaining in your beautiful outdoor spaces well into the fall. Here's what you need to consider, though, when picking the best patio heater for your yard, because there's a lot to go through.
Yeah, first of all, you're going to need to choose what type of fuel you want to use. Now, patio heaters are designed to work with one of three different types of fuel sources: propane, natural gas, or electricity. Now, natural gas, you use that for a permanent stationary heater. Propane, it's pretty convenient because it's available in tanks, and that allows you to move that heater around the house. Well, outside of the house, you know what I'm saying. And then there are infrared heaters that are often powered by electricity, though some do also run on natural gas. So you kind of have to think about how you want to power it.
Well, next, you need to decide if you want to go with a portable heater or one that's actually fully built in. Now, portable patio heaters can be freestanding or tabletop models, and they can be pretty easy to use or convenient because you can sort of move them from one location to the next. But dependent on their size, you either need to refill or replace the propane tank when it runs out. And that can also get a bit expensive. Now, permanently installed stationary heaters definitely have some advantages because they hook up direct to your natural gas line. So you don't have to deal with tanks that need to be constantly replaced or refilled. And if you plan on moving the heater to a different location, though, you definitely need to rerun those pipes, or you'll need to pick up a portable propane model instead.
Now, another consideration is the size of the heater that you're going to get. And I'm not talking about how tall it is, but I'm talking about BTUs. Now, the heating power of a patio heater is rated in British thermal units, BTUs. And as an example here, a 45,000 BTU heater, that's going to produce a 20-foot heat diameter. I mean, that's pretty large. So, of course, the higher the BTUs, the more gas it's going to use. So you want to pick one that covers only the space, really, that you want to heat, but no more, because you're just going to be wasting fuel and then wasting money.
And lastly, remember to be safe, guys. No matter what you choose, you got to remember that gas heaters have to always, always, always be used outside. As in, under the big, beautiful sky, even using any kind of gas appliance like this in an area that's partially enclosed, like a screen porch, can prove dangerous, especially like a garage. We hear about that all the time, and it really is dangerous because those fumes will find their way into the house where they can make everybody really sick or worse. So always follow those cautions and make sure you're familiar with the operating instructions before you fire it up, especially the first time of the season.
Elizabeth in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have an outdoor shower, and all of a sudden the pressure just went very, very low. So I didn't know what to do with it.
And it's the only fixture that the pressure has changed on?
Rest of my hoses are fine outside. Inside is fine.
Well, have you thought about taking the shower head off and sort of disassembling it? Because you may have just some sort of sediment or something that's come in through the pipe and just sort of lodged itself at where the water outflow would come. So if you unscrew the shower head, then sort of start taking that aerator apart, but remember the order in which you're taking things out, because it's got to go back in, obviously, in the opposite order. And I would just start taking things out and rinsing things off, because there could be just some debris. I mean, especially if it's an outdoor shower, just something clogging it up in there. And that usually does the trick. I mean, I would start there. Just make sure you put it all back in the correct order and it'll work fine.
Oh, I love the outdoor shower. It's the greatest.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Coming up, if you've ever used an air cleaner to get rid of odors in your home, you may know that a lot of them simply just cover up those odors instead of eliminating them directly. We're going to share some details on a new technology in air purifiers that are out that completely destroys that odor, whether it's from your pets, your cooking, cigarette smoke, teenage kids, all the grossness. We're going to tell you all about it and a lot more coming up.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The EdenPure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the 3-pack. So you'll get all 3 units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Did you know that 3 out of 5 fire deaths occur in homes without working smoke detectors? We've got tips to help you stay safe in today's fire prevention tip presented by First Alert.
Step 1 is to make sure you have smoke alarms installed correctly and in the right locations. You'll need smoke alarms inside every bedroom and on every level of the home, including the basement. Smoke alarms should be installed high on walls and ceilings and at least 10 feet away from appliances to help minimize false alarms when cooking.
In addition, carbon monoxide alarms are the only way to detect this invisible odorless gas in your home, making installation critical. CO alarms should be installed near every sleeping area and also on every level.
And that's today's fire prevention tip presented by First Alert. For the ultimate in home safety, select combination models such as the First Alert 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. Learn more at firstalert.com/fireprevention month.
Angie's List is now Angie, and they're here to get all your home projects done well, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, which covers your project up to the full purchase price. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys tackling? I'm getting ready to do a little bathroom makeover coming up now that the weather is feeling cooler. I just couldn't get around to wanting to paint the ceiling in the bathroom while it was so humid out. So that's on my list. What are you guys doing? Are you planning a project? Are you dreaming of one? Well, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast, or you can find it wherever you get your pods.
We'd like to give you some tips to help you with your home improvement projects and some tools to get it done, because today we're giving away the Arrow 5-in-1 manual staple gun. The Arrow Fastener 5-in-1 staple gun drives 5 different types of fasteners. It has high and low power settings. It lets the user switch to adjust the penetration of fasteners so you're not going to pop through the other side of whatever you're working on. It's available for $75, but we got one to give away. It's the Arrow T501, the 5-in-1 manual staple gun. Going out to one listener drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, you've got to reach out to us with your home improvement question. You can do that two ways. You can pick up the phone and call us at 888-MONEY-PIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your question at moneypit.com/ask.
Now we've got Louise on the line who's got some mystery stains on a mailbox. What's going on?
Okay, I have a brick mailbox, and it seems to have salt deposits leaking through the outside of it.
Is it in the way of a lawn sprinkler by any chance?
No, it isn't.
Because often what happens if it gets groundwater splashed on it, and that can happen if you have sprinklers and wells. A lot of mineral salts in there that will dry and basically adhere to the outside. You know, what's happening here is you are seeing some sort of mineral deposits, and you're going to have to clean it. And the best way to clean it, believe it or not, is to mix up a vinegar and water solution, because vinegar melts the salts.
Wow.
So you can, you know, mix them up in a bucket, splash it down, you know, with a nice soft bristle brush, scrub it, and that should make those disappear. They may come back. But the other thing that you could think about doing, once it gets nice and dry and clean, is to apply a masonry sealer to it. And if you use a silicone-based masonry sealer, you want to get one that's vapor permeable so it doesn't trap the water underneath the sealer surface and so lets it breathe and stops it from cracking and chipping. But that should slow down the showing up of any additional salt stains.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
Well, if you've ever used an air cleaner to get rid of odors in your home, you may know that many simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them directly. Eden Pure has a new product out called the Thunderstorm Air Purifier that completely destroys any odors instead of just covering them up. And we're talking about bad odors, like odors from pets, cooking, or even cigarette smoke.
Yeah, now the Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to send out O3 molecules into the air. Now these O3 molecules seek out those bad odors and other air pollutants, and it completely destroys them. I mean, it's kind of similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm when O3 molecules are released and then remove pollutants. All of that happens naturally to purify the air.
Yep, and the unit is small, compact, and portable, but it's also very powerful. It plugs directly into the wall, so we're not talking about something that takes up any floor space whatsoever. And unlike other air purifiers, there are no air filters to replace, which saves you money every single month.
Now, this unit retails for $129, and it covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer out there for us Money Pit listeners, you guys. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you're going to get $200 off the 3-pack. So you're going to get all 3 units for under $200.
You know, I was checking out all the reviews on this product, and by the way, there are thousands of 5-star reviews.
Oh, yeah.
But this one was my favorite. Shelley says she loves the product because, finally, my family room no longer smells like a teenage boy.
I swear I did not write that. That was not me, but if I was going to write a review, truly, I stress tested this in my son's bedroom. I don't understand what the heck happens between the sporting equipment and just being in the space. Those rooms smell so bad, and I'm telling you, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm really finally made all of that funk go away. So I am so very thankful. You guys should check it out too. It's the Thunderstorm Air Purifier from Eden Pure. You can go to EdenPureDeals.com and then enter the promo code MONEYPIT3 and you're going to get $200 off the three pack. So you get all three units for under $200. And I promise it only took one unit to clean up the smell in my son's room. And we're going to give you free shipping. So you can find a spot for those two other units.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. Eden Pure, innovative products for better living. And remember, you must enter the promo code MONEYPIT3 to get the $200 off at EdenPureDeals.com.
Time to tackle a decking question with Justin in Iowa. How can we help you?
Well, 1 year ago, I moved into a new house, and the deck was just put on the previous year. And right before the owner put it on the market, he stained it with, I think, a semi-transparent stain.
Okay, so far
and
so good.
I would like to use a solid color stain if I could to redo it. So I'm not sure, can I do that, being that there's already a stain on there?
And in fact, solid color is a good choice. We typically do recommend that because it has more pigment and it tends to last longer. So you want to make sure that you clean the deck very well, because we want to make sure there's no moss, mildew, or algae attaching to that deck. Let it dry equally well, and then you can apply the solid color stain right on top of the semi-transparent stain.
Sounds easy enough. I really appreciate it.
You got it, Justin. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Let us know what you are working on. We want to help you tackle all of your home improvement projects and get your house in tip-top shape. Coming up, attics are a great place to add insulation, but how do you do that when your attic has an actual floor? We're going to explain next.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery Fall Sale starts October 1st and runs through October 15th. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon to box tree size, and 50% off selected shrubs and trees. Just in time for the fall planting. At Gold Leaf Nursery, we have a beautiful selection of garden concrete fountains and statuary. And all statuary is on sale, 20% off. Don't miss out on this 40 to 50% off shrub and tree sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Top of that attic floor right now. So just start stacking them up, lay them side by side, edge to edge, unfaced. Remember, no vapor barrier. And then if you do need to have some space for storage, you just sort of carve that out and don't double up the insulation there. But this way, you'll have more insulation in most of the attic, especially along the exterior wall. And you'll get that value of having the insulation, but you won't have to tear up the floor and go through all that. Now, the other way you can do this is kind of what we did, because I have a very old house, as you guys know. I've talked about it a lot. What we did is when we were replacing our roof and doing a lot of work up there, we decided to use spray foam insulation on the underside of the roof rafters. Now, that completely changed the dynamic of the insulated space, because no longer do we have to worry about ventilating the attic, because spray foam is a closed system. And so we were able to spray foam the gable walls and the underside of the roof rafters, and we just left the existing insulation that was under the floor, because why not? There was no point in taking it out. And I'll tell you what, we were never happier. It made a huge difference in our comfort level and in our energy bills. You know, when you get your, like, energy bills and they have that, like, comparison with how you do against, like, the rest of your neighbors, you know, we were always kind of on the high side a little bit because we have a really old house. Well, now we're, like, among the most efficient. I love seeing that every month.
All right, that's awesome. All right, next up, let's help Stan in Ohio, who writes, my wood garage door does not seal when it's down, and anytime it rains or snows, water comes in under the door. Part of the problem is that the floor is sloped and doesn't allow a complete seal. Is there any way to fix this without buying a new door or replacing the floor?
Yeah, the good news is you have a wood door, so wood doors means you can cut it. And so what you're going to do is bring it down, and then you're going to want to draw a line parallel with the angle of the floor. So if you have to end up taking an inch or so off of that door, no big deal. Once you have it equal with the floor, then you could put a new seal on the bottom of that door, and when it comes down, it will seal evenly and completely across that floor, and that should keep out the weather.
All right, Stan, I hope that helps you out and keeps that garage nice and dry for this upcoming winter season.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thanks for spending a bit of your weekend with us. We hope that we filled you in with some tips and ideas to improve your space, make it more beautiful, make it more comfortable. If you got a question and weren't able to reach out to us just yet, please do so. We'd love hearing from you. You can do that two ways, by going to moneypit.com/ask or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. No one is claiming responsibility for an explosion today that caused the partial collapse of a bridge linking the Crimean Peninsula with Russia, damaging an important supply artery for Kremlin's faltering war effort in southern Ukraine. Three people were killed. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian power plant, the largest one in Europe, lost its last remaining external power supply because of shelling in the area.
Authorities from the International Atomic Energy Agency said the Zaporizhia nuclear plant's connection to a 750-kilovolt line was cut overnight. Whilst all six reactors at the plant have been shut down, power is still needed to keep them all cool. Luckily, the plant has its own power source in the form of generators. However, each generator only has enough fuel for 10 days. Plant engineers are hurriedly working to repair the damaged line. I'm Karen Chamas.
China's criticized the latest U.S. decision to tighten export controls that would make it harder for China to obtain and manufacture advanced computing chips, calling it a violation of international economic and trade rules that will, quote, isolate and backfire on the United States. Continuing cleanup in South Florida in the wake of Hurricane Ian, Randy Rupp is an associate professor of construction management at Purdue University. And he says supply and demand will affect reconstruction.
There's a tendency sometimes to see that the cost escalate significantly, and the thought is, oh, somebody's ripping us off, somebody's being dishonest. And maybe that's true in some cases. Now, Florida, from the governor on down, they're going to clamp down on that, obviously, very strongly, and that's great. But there are natural tendencies for things to escalate significantly.
Rupp says Ian caused more damage than what is typically expected.
It's likely that the damage is very significant. They're talking about some of the insurance companies, for example, perhaps going under that.
More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gokka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Convicted fake heiress Anna Sorokin, who Netflix's Inventing Anna TV movie is based on, was released from ICE detention yesterday and is now facing extradition.
Sorokin had to post $10,000 bond, remain under house arrest, and refrain from posting on social media. The 31-year-old, who duped New York's rich and famous by claiming to be German heiress Anna Delvey, had been held by immigration authorities since March of last year, who claimed she overstayed her visa and wanted to send her back to Germany. Sorokin had already served 3 years in prison for grand larceny and theft, which prosecutors say include lying to banks and luxury hotels, along with stealing $275,000. Julie Walker, New York.
On Sunday news shows, ABC's This Week has National Security Council spokesman John Kirby behind the mic, also Mike Mullen, a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. More news at townhall.com. Five major U.S. airports going to screen incoming air travelers for the Ebola virus after there was an outbreak in Uganda.
Passengers who have been in the African country within the past 3 weeks will be routed through New York's JFK International, Newark Liberty International, Atlanta Hartsfield Jackson, Chicago O'Hare, and Washington Dulles. The passengers will be subject to enhanced screening to check for symptoms of the disease. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Guardians and the Rays set a record today for the longest scoreless postseason game in Major League history, 15 innings. Meanwhile, it was the Cleveland winning that series, 1-0. They sweep. They'll advance to the division now to play the Yankees next week. Meanwhile, the Astros will await the Seattle Mariners after they beat the Blue Jays today 10-9. Two games tonight, Mets, Padres, Phillies, Cardinals playing. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Westlake Building Products, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the Angie app, Aero Fasteners, and Kohler Power. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you specifically to help you with projects you'd like to get done around your house, whether you are building a new house, remodeling an existing house, or just fixing up some small projects around your house. We can help you with tips, with ideas, with sources for products, with information to help you avoid the perspiration that often happens when it comes to taking on home improvements. The first thing you need to do is help yourself by reaching out to us with your questions. Two ways to do that. Go to moneypit.com/ask, click on the blue microphone button, and record your question for us. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. And we'll get back to you the next time we're in the studio. Got a great show planned for you coming up today. If you've been shopping for a generator, you might know there are two types, standby and portable, and wondered what type would be best for your house. So we're going to explain the pros and the cons of each to help you figure out what's going to work.
All right, and also ahead, curb appeal has a huge impact on how much prospective buyers are willing to spend on a home. But not all home improvements will deliver that same return on investment. So we're going to share which exterior home renovations provide the best ROI and deliver that curb appeal to your house.
And fall's upon us, but all those leaves falling from the trees, what's the best way to get rid of them? We're going to have some answers.
But first, we want to know what you are working on. We're going to lend you a hand. Plus, we want to give you a great prize. Up for grabs to one lucky listener this hour is the Arrow 5-in-1 Manual Staple Gun. It's good for a whole host of projects, and it fires a ton of different fasteners. So it's a great prize for a great fall season. So give us a call.
If you want to win it, you got to reach out to us with your home improvement questions. We'll take all of those that did just that, toss you in the Money Pit hard hat, and send out that Arrow 5-in-1 manual staple gun to one lucky winner. Make that you. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or go to moneypit.com/ask.
All right, now we've got Teresa on the line who wants to change her deck from paint to stain. What's going on at your Money Pit?
We have a deck. We have replaced half of the deck with, what do you call it, pre-treated lumber.
Yep, treated lumber,
and
okay.
And we've got, and I really don't know what to do because half the deck is now, you know, replaced, and the other half is still painted. Mm-hmm. With paint, not stain.
Are you planning on replacing the painted lumber as well, or not?
Well, I was actually wanting to use some type of solid stain because I think they've come out with some new stuff now, and maybe I would use it over all of the deck.
Yeah, the thing is, since it's been painted, you're really going to have to get that old paint off. You can't stain over paint because there's nothing for the stain to soak into unless it's so worn that it's exposed sort of the pores of the wood. But you're talking about a solid color stain and has a lot of pigment in it. It kind of looks like paint. It just doesn't have the glaze to it. But it gives it a lot of protection. And since the pressure-treated side is brand new, I would tell you to probably wait until next spring to tackle that because the first year there's a lot of chemicals in that pressure-treated lumber. We'd like to let them evaporate out a bit first.
Oh, okay, because I had heard a couple of different things. I was gung-ho, ready to go. Now, and you think that the part of the deck is actually covered. So you think I need to strip that off of there?
I'd be concerned because I don't think the stain is gonna stick on top of the paint. I mean, the idea of stain is it soaks into the wood. You can paint over stain, but you can't stain over paint. Okay.
Okay. So what products are out there that would maybe
paint? I mean, like I said, paint would work for all of it, but then you'd be committing to painting the rest of the deck, unless you just wanted to have it be sort of a two-tone, or at least one, you know, one is painted and one is stained. You're going to see a difference between the two, but maybe you can figure out a way to make that work from a decor perspective.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
We've got Dane on the line from Tennessee looking to save some dollars on those energy bills. How can we help?
I had a $190 electric bill last month. So I've been trying to find ways to save electrical costs, like not having the air conditioner turned down so low during the daytime. But I've been trying to look for the perfect kind of bulb to save the most electricity.
Well, the LED technology is so rock solid now that that's definitely the way to go, and the prices have come way down. I mean, you can buy LED bulbs. When they first came out, they were like $75 each, which is kind of crazy. But now you can find a good LED bulb for under $10. And the nice thing is that these things last 20 years or more, so it's not like you're ever going to have to replace them, or certainly not anytime soon. So the LED bulbs that are available at home centers and hardware stores, I think, are the way to go. I don't think that's going to be the main reason your electrical bill was so high. You mentioned your air conditioning. How is your house heated and cooled? Is it electric heat? Is it gas heat? What do you got?
It's electric heat. I don't own my own home. I rent, so I'm probably in the same scenario as a lot of people nowadays who either can't afford to own their own home or their credit isn't good enough.
Yeah, so let me give you a suggestion. One of the things that I often recommend to renters is that you buy your own thermostat. Now, replacing the existing thermostat in your house is not a very difficult project. And if you were to buy a smart thermostat, like a Nest, for example, I've got two of those in my home, you're going to have the capability to regulate your heating and cooling in a way you never, ever did before. There's a couple of advantages to this. So, for example, the Nest thermostats have a geofence built into them. What that means is you can choose two temperatures, one for when you're home and one for when you're not. And when you leave the house, the fact that your phone is no longer in that house tells that thermostat to go down to a vacation setting, which is a lower temperature than it normally would. And when you come back, it starts to cool again. You can also set schedules, and it also has a motion detector built into it so that
If there's no action in front of the thermostat, it also can go into vacation mode. So these smart thermostats today give you all sorts of ways for you to save energy. And it's such a simple installation that when you move out, you could replace the old thermostat and take this with you to the next apartment or the next house and then hook it up there.
There's only one issue with that. I'm actually a truck driver, and me and my fiance live here, and we are expecting our first child together.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So she's always here. She takes care of the house, but a lot of pregnant women, they get a lot hotter during pregnancy, so they tend to use the thermostat quite a bit more.
Sure. I understand that, and certainly we want your fiancé to be as comfortable as possible, but this is just, you know, a short-term situation. Moving on beyond that, you know, the kind of technology that's available in smart thermostats and other smart home products today is inexpensive and really can overall contribute towards a lot of energy savings. So I do encourage you to take a look at that. So light bulbs certainly are one thing, and the thermostat is another. You know, being strategic with drapes and the blinds and making sure that the south windows are well covered so that you reduce heat gain. These are things that you as a renter can do, and that will have an impact on your energy bill.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Dean. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, and congratulations on your new child.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie will do the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, are you tired of losing power in your house at the very least convenient time? Well, two types of generators can help: standby and portable. We're going to highlight the differences and tell you what you need to know to select the right option for your house in today's Power Tip of the Day, presented by Kohler Residential Standby Generators. Next.
Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermafiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and they're here to get all your home projects done well, from repair to remodel and landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, which covers your project up to the full purchase price. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200. Plus, the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Do you have a project in the works, or maybe you're dreaming of a project? Well, whatever it is, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, if you guys could use some tools to help you get projects done around the house, we've got the Arrow Fastener T501 to give away today. It's a 5-in-1 manual staple gun. Leslie, I feel like you can never have enough of these things because of all the different types of projects you do, especially going into holiday decorating.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, depending on the type of fastener you need for the type of project. So you always end up with a whole host of different, you know, staple guns to really make those projects happen. But what's so awesome about the 5-in-1 staple gun is that it drives 5 different types of fasteners. So you can always go for the same tool rather than digging through your toolbox. It's a great, great tool. Totally great for all different kinds of projects. Upholstery, installing insulation, craft projects, holiday projects. You name it, you're going to find something to do with it.
It retails for $75, but going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Call us right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com/ask.
Nina in Arizona's got a log home that's cracking up. What's going on?
My husband and I bought a log home, and the exterior walls on the inside are cracked. The logs are cracked. What can we do to fill that in and make that look better?
You can fill them in with, there's various types of wood filler out there that you know, can be colored and stained to match that. But I think you're going to be chasing it over and over and over again, so you might want to proceed cautiously.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's really no solution for it?
I think you're better off kind of accepting that that's what that's supposed to do. I mean, it's not like finished hardwood furniture or something. You know, it's a log, so it's supposed to have that rustic look to it.
Okay, that's kind of what my husband said. So.
Oh, you see, you should have listened to him, Nina. You just thought he was trying to get out of work, didn't you?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
So glad we could solve that spat.
Nelson in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on?
Well, I have asphalt paving, actually about 2,200 square feet of it.
Wow, okay.
And, I just had it put in 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
And my question is seal coating, do I use a water base or an oil base?
Well, if it's only 6 weeks old, it sounds like it's a little early for you to be seal coating it. It might be that you want to go ahead and just let this go until next year and give it a seal coating either in the spring or the fall then. And at that point, I think the formulations on these have evolved to the point where you can do a really nice job with the latex-based product. And what you want to do is, you know, pick up the seal coat, pick up the tools to apply it with at the home center, and then start in one corner and work your way across. But since it's so new, I would let it bake in the sun a little bit. You're going to have a lot of solvents in that material that's going to bake out for a while. So I think it's kind of early for you to seal it. I think you should just hold off perhaps for about a year and then seal it before maybe we go into the next winter. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. That's good.
All right, good luck with that project, Nelson.
Well, guys, if you've been shopping for a generator, you may know there are two types to consider, standby generators and portable generators. But what type is best for your particular house? We're going to explain in today's Power Tip of the Day, presented by Kohler Residential Standby Generators.
Now, if you follow the news from California on to the east, more and more utility companies are having a lot of trouble staying up with the demand. That's why now is a really good time to take a close look at your option and generators.
Yeah, so first let's take a look at portable generators. Now, portable generators are recommended for short-term use and specifically short-term outside use, like camping or tailgating. Or if you're in construction and you're powering some tools, you're charging your batteries, but you're working outside, it works for that. Now, they can be easily moved around. They're pretty portable, but
they have to be refueled with gas. And that can be really hard to get after a storm when there's no power to pump the gas. They're also going to require manual starting and stopping, and portable generators also need extension cords. You've got to connect them to your appliances, so they're not all that convenient.
Yeah, now standby generators, on the other hand, are recommended for longer outages like those that come with severe weather. And unlike the portables, standby generators are permanently installed outside of your home, and they don't require manual refueling or even manual starting and stopping. The standbys do run on natural gas or propane, and depending on the size you install, they really can provide enough power to power up your entire home.
Yeah, now for example, Leslie, you and I both have the 20 kW Kohler generators, right? And they handle the house, they handle the central air conditioning, everything works just fine. They even keep our studios powered up. So my recommendation would be to get the size you need, because installing, that's the cost. The installation is the cost. It's pretty much the same for any size standby. So there's really not a lot of sense in picking one that's going to be too small.
Yeah, and now's a good time to pick one up, too, because Kohler has a great offer for Money Pit listeners. If you order a unit before November 18th, you're going to get a free 10-year extended warranty that's worth up to $995. Plus, you can also save up to $750 on select models.
To learn more and find a dealer near you, just go to poweredbykohler.com today. That's poweredbykohler, K-O-H-L-E-R.com. Kohler generators, backup power from a name you can trust.
Bridget in Illinois is on the line. What is going on with that musty odor at your money pit? Tell us about it.
Well, my crawl space is about a 15 by 15 foot area, and it opens up into my basement.
Yep.
I bought an older home, and the addition just has the crawl space.
Okay.
So right now, it's just dirt, and I see some, they've laid some cardboard in there, but I heard last week that cardboard breeds mold from your show, so I removed the cardboard.
Yeah, not only that, but laying directly on the dirt, that is a termite feast waiting to happen there. So what you need to do is a couple of things. You need to get the cardboard out of the crawl space and off of that soil. Then you need to lay heavy plastic down, like Visqueen, very thick sheet plastic down across that whole soil surface. That's going to stop a lot of the moisture from evaporating up off that soil and getting into the air, which is causing the musty smell in your basement. Now, do you have vents in this addition that are open to the outside so that the crawl space can get some fresh air?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a door that closes the crawl space off from the main basement?
No, I don't.
Okay. So what you're going to need to do is to form or construct some sort of a hatchway that closes off that opening between the crawl space and the basement. They don't need to be connected. And, in fact, if they are, it's going to lead to energy loss. There's a couple of ways that you can do that. And what you might think about doing, if it's just sort of a standard opening that maybe is 3 feet wide and 2 feet tall, I don't know. But if it's something like that, you could take a piece of one-inch styrofoam and put a piece of plywood on the front of that, and this way construct essentially an insulated hatchway there so that you can really seal that in and keep the cold side on the crawl space and let the basement be the warm side. I think those couple of things are going to solve your musty smell in your basement, and it's also going to make that crawl space much, much drier, which is important. If you let that moisture continue to evaporate off the soil, what's going to happen is you're eventually going to get not only an inefficient situation because your insulation will be damp, but you could get termites, you could get mold or decay of the floor structure.
Okay. And my other question is, if I put the Bisqueen down, how much do I overlap the pieces?
Very good question. I would overlap it about 4 feet. You don't want to put it edge to edge.
Okay. And then someone told me that maybe I should put lime down underneath first to dry out the area in case there's bacteria. Is that correct?
No. You cannot possibly take all the moisture away with lime that's under that. Okay? No, just cover it with the Visqueen. Make sure the vents are open. Seal it off from the basement, and I think you'll be good to go. And by the way, at that foundation perimeter, you can also reduce the amount of moisture getting in there by making sure you have gutters on the addition. The downspouts are extended 4 to 6 feet from the house, and the soil's always sloping away. All that moisture management is going to help.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You got it, Bridget. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. What are you working on this October weekend? Well, whatever it is, let us lend you a hand so we can help you make your home your dream home.
Coming up, curb appeal has a huge impact on how much prospective buyers are willing to spend on a home, but not all of those exterior projects are going to deliver that same return on investment. So we're going to sort out which projects do give you that return when the Money Pit comes back.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, You'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, curb appeal has a huge impact on how much prospective buyers are willing to spend on a home, but not all home improvements deliver that same return on investment.
Steve Booz is the Vice President for Marketing and Product Management for Westlake Royal Building Products, and he joins us now with tips on which exterior home and renovations will provide the best ROI to homeowners and deliver that curb appeal to your home. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, Tom. How are you today?
We are excellent, and I tell you what, we focus a lot on exterior home renovations on this program, and the need for good curb appeal has never been greater. The market has been good for home sales, and people are making those decisions on drive-bys or, more importantly, even on photographs of the exteriors. So what do you think are the keys to making sure your exterior always shows well?
Well, as you said, curb appeal is the first impression that a home makes. And it's really largely related to the design of the home and really the beauty of the entire home's exterior. So not just the look of the siding or the shutters and how they work together from a color perspective, but also the landscaping that may be there.
So how does it work when we're looking at, you know, cost versus value, especially with the remodeling report that comes out every year? How do you know? Is it always exterior projects tend to sort of top the charts at the biggest return on investments?
It seems to be that way. You know, for the last 10 years or so, at least, that I've been tracking this, most of the high ROI projects have been exterior renovations, whether it's new siding or siding replacements, among other things.
So how do you determine that return on investment? I mean, usually it's a percent of the expense of the project that you can hope to get back upon the sale of the home, correct? What kinds of numbers are we looking at?
The most recent 2022 cost versus value report listed new vinyl siding as a 67% return to the sale of the home. So if you spent $10,000 on residing your house, you could anticipate increasing your home's value by that roughly $6,700.
You actually have a number of vinyl siding products on your website at westlakeroyalbuildingproducts.com. I'm particularly impressed by some of the wider vinyl siding products. It really is a beautiful profile and makes a big difference when you compare it to the standard profiles, which are far more narrow. Is that popular for you guys?
It really is, and vinyl siding's come a long way. I've been in this industry, well, let's just say a long time, and I came in. 3- and 4-inch lap were by far the most popular, and you can't even buy a 3-inch lap anymore. It's really been moving towards 5, 6, and even 7 inches, and through increases in technology, material science, we've been able to get that wider look established, and it's been super successful for us.
I think it's interesting because at Westlake Royal Building Products, I mean, you guys really are committed to finding the latest trending building materials as far as like the colors and the shades and the look. I mean, how do you guys stay on top of this?
We have some great people on the team for sure that spend a lot of time in the marketplace talking to contractors, talking to homeowners, talking to architects and designers, as well as staying on top of other color trends. You know, recently, we've added 5 new colors between our Royal siding and our exterior portfolio siding. And everything's been inspired by what we're seeing in nature. The grays and the blue grays and the browns and greens have really been reflective upon modern home design and where homeowners want to take their siding colors.
We're talking to Steve Booz. He's the Vice President of Marketing and Product Management for Westlake Royal Building Products about the improvements that deliver the best ROI to your home. Steve, we've talked about siding. Let's talk about some of the other improvements that folks find very valuable. I mean, these days, we certainly don't have much time to maintain our homes. There is, unfortunately, a shortage of contractors around the country and folks getting into the trades. So having a home that is virtually maintenance-free is important, and that has to include not only the siding, but also the columns and the trim and that sort of thing. Do you see those products increasing in popularity, and are they also contributing to the return you get when you sell your home?
We sure do. The report may not call it out specifically, but it's being able to make your house a little bit different and stand out in the marketplace as much as possible. So upgrading simple things like window surrounds or surrounds around your door, or as you mentioned, the column wraps that we've recently launched, gives your entire exterior an instant facelift, and it's an easy way to really upgrade the porch to a cleaner, more modern look. If somebody has an old wrought iron porch post or something like that, you could easily take our column wraps, put it around that, and instantly upgrade the look and the curb appeal. And to your point, in a low-maintenance way, people do not want a weekend project. They want to be able to do their project and then get on with their life.
It really is important. I've seen studies where folks have done surveys where they take a home and they do two versions of it, two photographic versions of it, one with just sort of the basics and one with like a brand new beautiful front door. And the interesting thing is when you ask folks what do they think the home is worth, the numbers that come back on the homes with the fairly minor improvements like that are astounding, like 5 to 10 times what it costs to do that improvement. So those sorts of things really do make a difference. Well, Steve, you certainly have lots of products to help us improve the curb appeal of our homes. You ought to check out all the products that Westlake Royal Building Products make. Check out their website, westlakeroyalbuildingproducts.com, westlakeroyalbuildingproducts.com. Steve, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Great information.
That was fun to be on. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. All right, well, fall is upon us, which means all of those leaves are falling from the tree. But do you burn them or do you bag them? What's the best way to get rid of them? We're going to have that answer when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools? You can! Just visit moneypit.com/sweepstakes and enter the Money Pit's fantastic fall fix-up sweepstakes presented by Arrow. One grand prize winner will receive $750 worth of Arrow tools. 5 runner-ups will receive Arrow prize packs worth $100 each. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the 3-pack. So you'll get all 3 units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living.
Wake up! It's time to stop dreaming about new floors and start heading to LL Flooring's Dream Floor event. It's the biggest sale of the year on floors that are in style, in stock, and in your budget. With up to 25% off more than 300 styles, there's never been a better time to get new floors. Whether you've been dreaming of waterproof or hardwood flooring, it's time to make it a reality. This sale ends October 18th, so hurry in today for the Dream Floor event at LL Flooring, your experts from inspiration to installation.
Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment, and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Dice Coatings. LuxRock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. normally only $299. The kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DiaceCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, we know you love joining us here on the weekends with The Money Pit, but did you know that you can listen whenever you like, whether it's the middle of the week or a weekend as well, when you join The Money Pit podcast? Head over to moneypit.com/podcast, sign on up, and you're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which will really help you get your projects into full swing.
Yep, and just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Hey, do you have some projects to tackle around your house, but you don't have the tools to get it done? Well, we can help with the Arrow Fastener 5-in-1 Manual Staple Gun. We've got one to give away today.
That's right. We've got up for grabs a 5-in-1 manual stapler, which means that it's going to drive 5 different types of fasteners. So whatever project you've got on the list of to-dos for the weekend, this Arrow 5-in-1 will help you do just that. It's worth $75, but it could be yours for free with the right questions.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Mike in Michigan's on the line with a question about installing a whole house fan. What's going on there, Mike? What's your situation?
I've got a brand picked out. It's the Tamarack, I think, that you guys I've seen on This Old House videos. And my question is the location. It needs to be installed at a central location at the highest point. For that, for us, that's a great room. It gets warmest. It includes a kitchen. It's got vaulted ceilings. But that portion is at an angle of the roof, and I'm wondering if it's not recommended. I don't have the unit, but I'm wondering if it can be installed on an angle, or if installing something like that on a kitchen in a kitchen is a poor idea. Another variable is that next year we'll be doing a kitchen remodel. We don't have a range hood. We just have the microwave version of that, and if I should instead get a proper range hood that exhausts out of the house and then find a different location for the whole house fan, what is it that you guys suggest?
All right, let's break this up into pieces here. So first of all, your question is, where does the whole house fan go? It can't go on a cathedral ceiling, which is what you're describing to us. It has to go on a flat ceiling where there's an attic space above, because in that attic space you have to have exhaust venting. Basically, it pulls the air from your house up into the attic space. Usually it goes out through some very large gable vents down the end of the building, because you can't too terribly pressurize that attic space. So it's not going to work in the great room that you've described. I thought maybe you were going to tell me that you had a little bit of an attic above that, but it sounds like you have no attic. So it's really not designed for that particular type of installation, because you have to get plenty of exhaust ventilation in that space or it's not going to work. Now, you do bring up a good point with what's the effect of this whole house fan on a kitchen and other ventilation systems. If you're not careful, you can depressurize the whole house, and that can certainly take not only the kitchen smoke and stuff, take it out through the fans, but I've seen it depressurize the house so much that it reverses the draft on the heating system, which is, of course, really bad, because now you're pulling your combustion gases into the house. So it's the kind of thing that you really need to approach carefully, maybe get some expert help to make sure you're not overdoing it and finding the right place for that. But typically, you're going to put that in a second-floor hallway, or if it's in a ranch, somewhere near the bedrooms. And the way you use that, of course, is you've got to have some windows or doors open in different parts of the house when that fan kicks on, so that you're pulling a breeze through. Otherwise, you'll just depressurize the house, and that can lead to all sorts of issues.
Yeah, that's fantastically helpful. But so you would not recommend putting it in that area, even if I was to open a window? You say don't put it in the cathedral ceiling portion of the home.
Depends on how big that attic is. If I had a really small attic that was just barely big enough to fit that fan, I probably wouldn't do it. Well, fall's upon us, and with all those leaves falling from the trees, have you ever noticed how many people like to burn those leaves, Les?
I mean, it's amazing that a lot of people really do, but it's not really the best idea because flames can easily spread. Plus, you're giving up all the nutrients that may have helped feed your yard. Now, a much safer option is to toss those leaves into a compost bin, and that can nurture flowers and vegetable gardens come springtime. Now, if you do have a lawnmower that's suited for mulching, you can also run it over the leaves, and those chopped up pieces will help feed the grass as it remains dormant throughout the winter months.
Yeah, and of course, if your town offers leaf pickup, lucky you, you'll be able to just rake them to the curb. And here's a trick for that, though. Lay out a tarp on the grass and rake the leaves onto the tarp, then drag the tarp to the curb. It is totally so much easier and faster than having to rake them all the way to the curb or put them even in a smaller wheelbarrow and move them. Just throw them on the tarp and then drag the tarp and pull the tarp out from under it, and you will be good to go.
Kay in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help changing a wall surface. What's going on, Kay?
Well, it is a sturdy home, cinder block, probably just that thick, but it has been bricked on the outside. But the inside, I would just like something a little more pleasant to look at.
Okay, that makes sense. So are we talking about a basement here?
Nope. This is an above ground. It is a cabin on the lake property.
So you need a paint that can cover the masonry block walls.
Well, a paint or stucco or something that gives it a different texture than a cinder block look.
Okay, the process of coating the interior walls isn't as much stucco as it is plastering. So what has to happen is that wall surface has to be covered with a layer of plaster, much in the same way they used to build plaster walls, you know, many, many years ago in say, the 30s or the 40s. In fact, in the late 40s, they used to plaster right over drywall, and that was one of the best wall constructions ever. So those are the options that you have to choose from. Doing the plaster is probably not the job you want to do as your first DIY project, but if you work with a plastering company, somebody who does this every day, they would have the skills to make the plaster look nice and smooth and have an attractive surface without really taking up much space in terms of, you know, getting too thick.
Right, right. So that's strange. I have plaster walls on my house at home.
Oh, well, maybe they're going to follow you to the new house.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, thanks for joining us here at the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie can help you get it done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, we want to help you get a good night's sleep, and maybe the key to that is finding the right bedding. There's a lot to sort through, so we're going to give you a hand after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. What are you guys working on? If it's your house, we'd be happy to help you get some projects done. Just call us with those questions by going to moneypit.com/ask.
Jumping into some emails, we've got Jib in New Jersey who says, I recently had a new roof installed and now I am noticing nail pops on the ceiling. Can I drive the nails back through and patch and paint over?
Aha. Yeah, you know, that's what most people try to do with nail pops. Nail pop, by the way, if you're not familiar with this, it's when you have a nail that sort of backs out of the drywall and sort of takes a little bit of the spackle with it. Usually it's about the diameter of a quarter. Now, if you try to drive it back in, it's just going to come back out again. What you want to do is take another nail and overlap the head of the loose nail. Don't even take the loose nail out. Just overlap it and drive it in. This way you're kind of going into some fresh wood with that new nail. Now, if you do take it out, you could replace it with a drywall screw. Either way, you're going to have to spackle and spot prime, and you should be good to go. And by the way, seeing nail pops does not mean you have a big structural problem. A lot of people freak out when they see that. It's pretty much normal. Normal expansion and contraction and normal movement of the house causes that to occur.
And, you know, Jim, nail pops are often confused with Hanson's newest song, Nail Pop. Pop, pop, doo-wop, pin the ceiling, nail pop. Oh, was that wrong? That's not right.
I don't know. I think it should be.
All right, Hanson, if you write that, I get some of the royalties.
Well, do you know that the sheets you sleep in can have a big impact on whether or not you're getting a full night's sleep? Leslie has tips on the best bedding for getting some shut-eye in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, luxury bedding does go a long way toward a good night's sleep, but it takes a lot to sort through all of those options. There's thread counts and fabrics. I mean, it's so much to just even make you tired reading all about it. But before you go dropping the dollars in upscale linens, you need to know exactly what each one is offering and what their drawbacks are. Now, bamboo sheets aren't just soft. I mean, they are super ridiculously soft. I mean, a lot of people will say, oh, my goodness, they feel like cashmere, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. But if they're from China, and a lot of these bamboo sheets are, there's a chance that they come from an uncertified factory. So skip bamboo sheets if all of this uncertainty about where they come from is going to keep you awake at night. But I tell you, they are super duper duper soft. Now, organic Egyptian cotton sheets, they're also very sought after, and with good reason. They're soft, they're durable, they're breathable. I mean, they really are good for anyone who gets warm in the middle of the night. But if you love the sight of a crisp bed, you're not going to love the look of Egyptian cotton because they wrinkle very easily, and then the bed always kind of looks messy no matter how neatly you make the bed. So if you're like me and you want your bed to look super crisp, this is going to drive you a little nutty, but boy, do they feel good. Now, when it comes to luxury sheets, again, cultivated silk sheets, these are the ultimate in softness. But even if you can afford to splurge on these expensive sheets, the long-term cost might be more than you bargained for because silk sheets are going to easily be damaged by, say, a jagged toenail or a fingernail or just rough skin on your feet or your elbows. And forget about that washer dryer to clean them. You have to hand wash them and then hang them out to dry or dry clean them. So it's a lot of work, but boy, do they feel good, and they're supposed to make your hair feel really nice in the morning and not get all knotty, and your skin gets better. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of hullabaloo about sheets. I just need to find a good pillow. So let's start with pillows and bedding and really help us get a good night's rest.
There you go. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you're a DIYer and you have a garage, you can bet there are many projects that get worked on in that space. But in winter, that gets a lot more difficult. We're going to share the best options for adding heat to your garage on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. A week into her new job, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is showing that she meant it when she said she was ready to work.
I thought Congress's statute said we don't care about intent.
In the opening cases of the high court's term, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson spoke almost 4,600 words over nearly 6 hours of arguments, about 50% more than any other justice. That according to Adam Feldman, creator of the empirical SCOTUS blog. He says new justices typically sit back and take things in, but this was a different approach.
So the race-neutral nature of this goes to whether or not Alabama intended the result.
On Tuesday, in a case that could weaken the Voting Rights Act, Jackson was particularly vocal, speaking uninterrupted for more than 3.5 minutes at one point. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Florida officials began planning to transport migrants to other states in July and told potential contractors their task would be to relocate them on a voluntary basis, that according to state documents that were released on Friday night. The program culminated on September 14th with a flight of nearly 48, mostly Venezuelan migrants, from San Antonio to Martha's Vineyard. Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel says rising crime is a top concern for many voters. Is set to turn out in the midterm elections just 30 days away.
You see, these criminals looting stores, small businesses, people who put their life and their savings and everything into building that small business, and these politicians who are just fine with these stores being robbed in broad daylight, getting rid of our police department.
McDonough tells the Salem Radio Network the Democrats' lax attitude toward crime likely to backfire in the upcoming midterms. Hurricane Julia closing in on Nicaragua's central Caribbean coast as of late Saturday. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments this fall in the case of a Colorado web designer banned from offering wedding services because she won't do creative design for same-sex weddings. Kristen Wagoner with Alliance Defending Freedom says owner Lori Smith is happy to work with everyone, including LGBT clients.
But she determines what projects she takes on, what speech she creates, based on what the message is, not who the person is. And the Tenth Circuit said it doesn't matter. The power of the government, they have the power to be able to compel her speech.
Alliance Defending Freedom CEO Kristen Wagoner was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Thousands of chanting, singing people hit the streets in the Netherlands in support of protesters in Iran, demonstrating since the death of a 22-year-old woman following her arrest for allegedly violating the Islamic Republic's strict dress code. More news at townhall.com. It was a class act by a group of giant young men from the NBA.
The San Antonio Spurs gained a lot of new fans Saturday, and they brought a lot of smiles to people from a community that is still hurting. The Spurs held an open practice at Uvalde High School in support of the students of Robb Elementary School, where 19 kids and 2 teachers were killed last May. One person says there were many smiles on the faces of both young and old as they watched the pros practice. Players also signed autographs. Jason Walker reporting.
Uvalde school leaders pulling the entire campus police force off the job after 4 months from the Robb Elementary School shooting. The decision following a wave of new outrage over the hiring of a former Texas State Trooper who was part of the very hesitant law enforcement response during the May attack. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk starts at 9 a.m. Saturday, October 22nd at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. Whether you like to race or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk for only $30 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenetreading.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit pregnancy resource center right here in Redding. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus immediately following the race for participants. That's the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 22nd at 9 o'clock. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
Studios in Midtown Manhattan.
I've always been impressed with you, Brian. You've become one of the most knowledgeable people around.
I have so much respect for your work ethic. I say it to everybody. So Brian's a machine.
Giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook.
You have the best laugh of anyone that I know on this planet.
Are you worried about your self-confidence? Because you start off the program with all those people saying really nice things about you.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Yes, and that was Karl Rove at the end, bring me back down to earth. I was enjoying my life, my self-esteem was high, and suddenly I crashed. Hi, everyone, from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. Thanks so much for listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Dan Hoffman at the bottom of the hour, former CIA station chief in Moscow, Iraq, Pakistan, South Asia, and Europe. I want to focus on Vladimir Putin. If anyone knows him, can figure him out. It's the former CIA guy who used to work there. And we're lucky to have, if you're watching Fox Nation, you recognize a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, former South Carolina governor, author of a brand new book, If You Want Something Done, Leadership Lessons from Bold Women. Nikki Haley's here. Welcome back, Governor.
Thanks. It's always great
ambassador.
To be with you. It's
great
Nikki.
To see you.
Those are moments in time.
Well, we'll see. And Nikki, I guess, and the view doubts that that's your real name.
You know, I mean, it's so ridiculous when they have nothing else. And this is not the first or last time they've beat me up on something. But when you go and you pick on something like your name and you don't do your homework, it means we're winning, right?
How did you find out about it?
Because I'm sure you weren't watching.
All of a sudden, my phone started blowing up, and everybody started texting, and then my office contacted me. But, you know, it's amazing anybody still watches that show, but they can't stand, the liberals can't stand a minority conservative female not being a Democrat. They
Why?
Just can't. Because we totally ruin their narrative. You know, they say that they're the party of minorities. They say they're the party of women. No, they're not. Because, you know, when you say you're the party of minorities, then why is it that you think that minorities are incapable of going to the DMV to get an ID so that they can vote? If you say you're from minorities, why is it that you say that parents, minority parents, can't decide which school their kids should go to? You know, if you say you're for women, then why is it that you say how women should think and feel and you don't let them have their own individual opinions and do so? You know, no, they're not the party of minority or women. And I think what we show as conservatives is Republicans have solutions that lift up everybody, not one segment of the population.
I understand that. And growing up in South Carolina, it's mostly Republicans these days, right?
That's
but
right.
If you think back to the civil rights and everything, it was mostly Democrats.
It was conservative Democrats for a long time.
How did it switch? Was it, you know, people point out to... you know, obviously Lincoln was a Republican, and now if you're a Republican, you only like white people. That's where they want to label it. What switched it? Do you remember the time in which the Democrats were mostly the segregationists of this country and the pushback was against them, and now it looks like they're the tolerant group?
You know, I think
to them,
I think the Democrats left a lot of people, because when you had conservative Democrats, you know, they weren't as extreme as they are now. And, you know, so people feel like they've left family values. They feel like they've left freedoms. They feel like they've gone into more government control, and they've been the party of high taxes. And I think that's when you saw a lot of conservative Democrats become Republicans. And then, you know, I'll tell you from my parents, and I say this to the Republican Party, is they were Democrats until Reagan, not because they were actually Democrats, but because Republicans wouldn't talk to them. And so that's why it's so important that Republicans continue to go and talk to groups that don't look and act like your traditional Republican.
Now, you're going to be really sick of me by the end of the day, because we're doing Outnumbered together.
We're
going to
have so
right
much fun.
This. Yeah, so we have two segments here. We have two segments. Okay, good. Because we'll talk about your book next. I do want to talk about who I talked to today, and that's Herschel Walker. As you know, the Daily Beast has a story on Sunday that says that he paid for a woman's abortion in 2009, but she did not give her name. And their second source was the woman's friend, which is odd. And they came out with a receipt that says this was the card he sent with the check in it. We haven't seen the check. Herschel Walker says, I don't know who this is, what you're talking about, I never did it. And then his son came out and said this, cut 14.
I was done lie after lie after lie. The abortion card drops yesterday. It's literally his handwriting in the card. They say they have receipts, whatever. He gets on Twitter. He lies about it. Okay, I'm done. Done. Everything has been a lie.
So he went on to basically answer that when I played that for him on Fox and Friends, cut 12.
I love my son unconditionally, and that's where I've always been. I always love him unconditionally. You know, he graduated college a couple of months ago. He's now a young man doing his own thing, but his father's always there for him. I always will be for any of my kids, and I love him. I always support him, and I always have supported him, and I always will, and I love him unconditionally.
So that's basically how he answered, and when I asked him if it's true or not, cut 13.
He's doing tremendous damage to you by coming out with those statements. Do you know why he's saying this?
Well, the damage he's doing is letting people know that the left will do whatever they can to win the seat. And I told you when I got in this race, I'm going to win this seat. People see someone sitting here in front of you right now that's been redeemed. And I want America to know I'm living proof that you can make mistakes and get up and keep going forward, but you can only do it in this country right here, and you can only do it if we get this election correct this come November. Because we vote for the people on the left, like the guy running against Senator Warnock, you're not going to have a chance to be redeemed. He's a minister, and he don't believe in redemption. Right now, they're trying to destroy America. They're trying to destroy Georgia, and I'm not going to let them happen. It ain't going to happen on my watch.
So you can't get into politics and not expect to have a crisis. This is one of them. How is he doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, politics...
You were just with him, right?
Yeah, I think it's been about a month ago I was campaigning with him. And, you know, I actually had the conversation that, you know, they're going to throw the kitchen sink at you. And, you know, I think this is the kitchen sink. The hard part is politics is a blood sport. And when it goes and involves your family, it really cuts deep because we don't know the background of him and his son. We don't know the background of him and his woman. My advice to him would be tell the truth. Whatever it is, tell the truth. You know, people are very forgiving. But, you know, I'll also say, you look at Warnock, and here's a guy that has no problem with open borders and wanting people to come through illegally. He just doesn't want them in his state. You know, he's been for defund the police. You know, he hasn't wanted transparency for parents. And he is about as liberal as it gets. There are no perfect candidates. Herschel is not a perfect candidate. There are no perfect politicians.
Right.
We know that. What we do want from our politicians is...
And if they're so perfect, you wonder what else they're hiding.
That's exactly right. What we do want is everybody's flawed. Just tell us the truth and tell the people of Georgia what you believe in. And I will tell you, the people of Georgia really love him. Flawed and all, they really love him because they feel like he's genuine and honest with them.
Right, and I've seen it out there. For some reason, he has not been able to get the black vote, yet his story is rural America, growing up in a time in which was not easy, and even his area will mostly go to Warnock, not him. I guess when you're a reverend in the black community, that certainly gives you an upside. But you know Georgia.
Well, and I'll tell you, keep in mind, it's not that he can't get the black vote. Republicans really need to look at expanding the tent. The only reason we don't get the black vote is because we don't have Republicans going and talking to them. Because when you ask them what they care about, they all care about their kids' education.
Yeah.
They all care about family values. They all want their kids to have a better life than they did. They all want safe streets. So, you know, that just means we've got to do a better job helping candidates like Herschel and Dr. Oz and all those others go out and show people that we're the party of solutions for everyone.
So if you ask the Democrats who their up-and-coming stars was, almost every Democrat would say Stacey Abrams. But in almost every poll, the length between her and Kemp grows. It's about 8 now. She says because mostly they only sample white people. I've never heard that before, but that's interesting. Now she also wants to rewrite history and say she never denied the election results. Listen to her try to take this issue on Cut 17.
Is there any scenario under which you would concede that you lost publicly in 2018?
In 2018, on the day I made that speech, if you played the beginning of the speech, I acknowledged that I was not the governor, that Brian Kemp won the election. What I said is that the process denied access to too many voters, and that was proven by more than 3,000 voters who made their voices heard by a trial and a process that was the first full-length trial held on voting rights in more than a decade in the state of Georgia. And I have never denied the outcome.
But the problem is we've been taping her denials.
It is not a speech of concession.
It was not a free and fair election.
The game was rigged against the voters of Georgia.
And I do have one very affirmative statement to make. We won.
If it looks like it's rigged, it probably is.
But I didn't lose. I got the votes.
So, I mean, does she expect us not to know this and play this?
It's amazing to me. Democrats think that if they tell you something, you'll believe them. They really play everybody for fools. And first of all, for her to say that only white people answer polls, that's racist. You have to call her out. That is a racist comment. She shouldn't get away with that. Secondly, it's so hypocritical that she's now saying she never said that. We know she said it, but let's get to the point. I was campaigning for Brian Kemp about a month ago. He is savage, savage. He's been a great governor, first governor in the country to open up his state, first governor in the country to make sure his schools were open. He made sure that he, even when they threw everything at him, he stood strong and fought for the people of Georgia. And you can see it in the polls.
Nikki Haley's here. Her book is now out. If you want something done and basically give it to a woman, and the book's out now and features some prominent women that I think will inspire you, yourself, and maybe your daughters if you have them, or your sister, no matter what the course might be, or anybody in America. But Nikki in particular, we're looking at issues now that driving this country are no longer really abortion. It's very June. Not saying it's not important, but it seems to be crime. It seems to be inflation. It seems to be the economy. And now, thanks to Abbott and DeSantis, the border.
You know, I mean, first of all, I've traveled all over the country. We've been to a dozen states, I think, recently, and they're all saying the same things. The economy's going up. If you look at what OPEC did today, get ready. Your gas prices are about to go up even higher. You've got 60% of people in credit card debt now. 30% are dipping into their savings. People are feeling a world of hurt. But the border and crime are a huge issue across this country. They want to know that their child can ride their bike down the street and not have to worry. They want to know they're not going to get carjacked. They want to know that all these illegal immigrants, that we know who they are and we know where they are. And we don't. You can't say that. And you got to give credit to Abbott when he initially said, our state can't hold it anymore, so y'all take it. And now the hypocrisy again of them saying, oh, wait, you know, that's so abusive that you're sending them to our state. Well, was it not abusive when you sent them to Texas?
It's crazy.
No, and I think these governors are doing exactly the right thing. But instead of blaming DeSantis and Abbott, what they need to be doing is blaming Biden. At what point are you going to say to Biden, at what point does every one of those Democrat governors say to Biden, hey, wait, can you do something about this? Because the answer is close the border.
DeSantis and Biden will be together, president, governor, and they've been harsh critics of each other. Harsh. What do you think it'll be like? Did you ever have that when you were governor dealing with President Obama? Were you governor at that time?
Yes. So it's interesting because there were two different times that I had to deal with President Obama. One was we had Hurricane Matthew. It hit South Carolina very hard, and we needed them, and he came, but with the church shooting. He came. And look, I met him.
He nailed it. He was beautiful. He was great at that.
It was his best moment. But
and so it was great for you, too. That was sincere for you.
Look, we all needed to come together. You know, the people of South Carolina were hurting, and there were no Republicans or Democrats at that point. It was we had to support those nine families. So I met him at the plane. I welcomed him into my state, and there was not an issue of party. And so what I hope and what I think DeSantis is going to do is, look, he needs Biden to help make sure his people get back on their feet. And I'll tell you one thing that nobody talks about with a hurricane. You know, all of this, while it's on TV, it looks real pretty. But when it goes off TV, FEMA is not your saving grace. FEMA is bureaucratic, it's slow, and a lot of families are going to be hurting. And what Governor DeSantis is going to do, and he knows this, and every other Florida governor or governor of a hurricane state knows, is you've got to really go and build these people back up, because there's nothing worse than rain and mold and all that sets in, and they lose their houses and they don't have insurance. It gets tough.
In the beginning, it's adrenaline, and then it becomes very depressive. People get depressed, and when things move slow, they look to blame. So these governors get judged what happens weeks after, not hours after.
The key is not what happens when the hurricane hits. The key is what happens three months after that.
So Nikki Haley's going to be here for Outnumbered. But when we come back, we're going to talk about a few of the women in your book. And we have a few more minutes after that because MSNBC was laughing at Fox for something that may surprise you. Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
She posted about it just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. David Lee Roth, otherwise known as Diamond Dave, and the original singer of Van Halen, has just released another new studio live rendition of a Van Halen song, taking the classic tune for a new spin.
Hey, talking about love, just like I told you before. Bitch,
a source with David Lee Roth says these songs were recorded live to tape and are no samples, no auto-tune. This new track was released less than 2 weeks after Roth dropped his live rendition of Panama. He's got Al Estrada on guitar, Ryan Wheeler on bass, and Francis Valentino on drums, and cut both tracks during what's been described as a whirlwind session at Henson Recording Studio in L.A., where he laid down 14 songs in 2 hours. As far as a long-rumored tribute tour to Van Halen, David Lee Roth still seems to be teasing one. Time will tell. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1994. Senator Ted Kennedy.
Jackie would have preferred to be just herself, but the world insisted that she be a legend, too.
Police in Anaheim say they are following a white Ford Bronco, and that is O.J. Simpson with a gun to his head.
You guys have got to be strong because you are. I just feel in my heart that you're okay, but you got to take care of each other.
Susan Smith has been arrested and will be charged with 2 counts of murder in connection with the deaths of her children.
It's not a Republican victory. It's not a Democratic victory. It is the American people making a set of choices.
Can you get someone over here now to 325 Gretna Green? He's back. Please.
Okay, what does he look like?
He's O.J. Simpson. I think you know his record.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. The Food and Drug Administration issuing a warning against what they're calling a dangerous TikTok challenge. It involves cooking chicken in NyQuil or other similar over-the-counter cough and cold medicine. The FDA says boiling these medications can make the solution much more concentrated, and inhaling the vapors while cooking it could allow high amounts of the drug to enter the body and injure the lungs. The FDA releasing this warning after reports of teens being rushed to the emergency room after taking part in the challenge. They warn if your child has taken too much medication and is hallucinating, can't be awakened, has had or is having a seizure, has trouble breathing, has collapsed, or is showing other signs of drug misuse, to call 911 or contact poison control. And they recommend sitting down with your children and discussing the dangers of misusing drugs and how social media trends can lead to real damage. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
All right, so if you want something done, Leadership Lessons from Bold Women is now out. It's put together and written by Nikki Haley, former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. and former South Carolina governor, who's going to be here for a few more minutes. Out of all the women that stood out, the one that probably most people know is Golda Meir. Extraordinary every way. Can you set the scene when she emerged on this with this brand new nation?
You know, it's amazing if you look at the story of Golda, because she was, born from a poor family, you know, struggled all the way through. But she became such a problem solver. Like, her parents just wanted her to go off and get married and not do anything. But when she saw what happened with the Holocaust, she very much believed that the Jewish people had to find a place that they were safe and they couldn't ever depend on anyone else again. So she went and was one of the founders of Israel. But then even when they were having wars, she went and raised money so that they had the military strength to fight back. She never saw a problem she couldn't solve, and she did it with her heart all the way until the end. An amazing woman.
And I remember this staunch conservative, the most conservatives really worship, is Jean Kirkpatrick. She had your old job.
She did, and you know, that's one of the reasons I
first woman to have it.
Yes,
right?
And she, what I loved about Jean Kirkpatrick was, one, she was an academic. She wasn't a politician. She actually would say she wasn't a personally tough person, but you'd never know it if you heard a speech at the UN or how she handled it. But she was the one that blamed Democrats for always blaming America first. And when she went to the Republican National Convention, she was a Democrat.
Right.
She switched parties because she couldn't stand the anti-American stance that Democrats continued to have. She thought they needed to love America. She thought they needed to defend America. And she thought they needed to quit blaming America for all their problems.
Right. And that's still happening today to the 10th power.
Oh, it's why it's so amazing, is that what she was saying about Democrats then continues to be, it's like they haven't learned the lesson.
I want you to hear this, because most likely you weren't watching this channel, but we know fentanyl's a problem in this country, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know where it comes from, the border, and manufactured by China. Listen to this.
So drug dealers would be giving away...
At drug dealers, the illegals that are here,
yeah,
they just crossed because Biden has our border wide open.
Okay, so the illegals that have houses that then the kids are coming to knock on the illegals' houses, doors, that, and they're drug dealers that are giving the children their drugs.
Look at Fox News. All you got to do is watch an episode of Fox News.
And Fox News will tell you that the
it's coming across our borders. It's going into our playground.
And they're
going
to be giving it away during Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just love DeVron. How you just, you're like, okay, let me I just got to figure out what it is you're actually telling me here. And,
right.
And just the point that there is this belief that drug dealers are who knew, so giving, right? Just giving away drugs for free. Yeah.
So the fact that it looks like Skittles or Nerds or candy has everyone worried. They think it's hysterical.
It's not funny. It's not funny. You ask any state, they're all dealing with deaths from fentanyl. I mean, we had enough fentanyl cross the border that would kill every single American in July. And don't think for a second China doesn't know what they're doing. We are not over-exaggerating this. They know what they're doing, that it's crossing the border. They know these cartels are getting it across there. And this is not, you know, this is not an issue of kids who are druggies. These are kids who might just, like, take an Adderall.
Right.
These are kids that might, like,
we'll concentrate in
absolutely
school to stay up.
So when it's pink or blue or green, you go back and you say, okay, what if a 7-year-old sees this? Then what's going to happen? It's not funny.
I didn't think so. No, it's also not funny, but a great book is your book. It's called If You Want Something Done. Nikki Haley, thanks so much. I will see you in 90 minutes.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
All right. When we come back, Dan Hoffman, is Vladimir Putin, is his days numbered?
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793. From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
We don't know. I think it's unlikely, but possible. And I think the more that the Ukrainians continue to seize ground in the east and in the south, I think the more desperate Putin becomes. I mean, look, this has been a strategic failure in multiple ways since it began in February. And now, finally, the Russian people are speaking up. You have protests going on throughout the country. Hundreds of thousands of Russians have left Russia to avoid this draft. I think Putin continues to paint himself in a corner without any and limiting his options to get out of this mess he's created.
That is Mark Esper, former Secretary of Defense and Secretary of the Army. Daniel Hoffman joins us now, former CIA station chief, talking about things on the ground. The reality is the Ukrainians are picking up massive amount of land, and now they're focusing on Kherson because the Russians don't seem in many respects being able to stop the onslaught. Dan, welcome back. What do you think?
I think we've come a long way from the day that the Biden administration offered President Zelensky a flight out of Ukraine, you know, at the when the invasion occurred February 24th. That was our answer. And Zelensky said, I don't need, you know, a flight out. I need ammunition. The fight is here. That's it. And Ukraine has taken the fight to the enemy. We've seen a blistering counteroffensive through Kharkiv. Lyman, the major city that with the logistical hub and a gateway to Donbass, they captured that. Kherson is a real test. And the thing that I'm looking for right now is, can Ukraine dial it up before the fighting season, which is kind of drawing short now? Once the winter sets in, it gets much more difficult for Ukraine to move and liberate more territory. We could be looking at a kind of a stalemate there during the winter, depending upon how severe the conditions become.
Right, but didn't they invade in February, and didn't they leave the troops there in the dead of winter just to sit in their tanks and wait for the orders?
Yeah, so that probably didn't make a whole lot of sense to you and me, and I'm wondering about those guys in that convoy thinking just the same thing, as they were getting picked off by, you know, Ukrainian forces. Secretary Esper is 100% right. This has been a massive strategic failure for Vladimir Putin, and he's desperate. That's why he's mobilized Russian forces for the first time since the Second World War. It's why he's illegally annexing more territory. But that's a Potemkin village. They don't even own the territory. They don't occupy it to annex it. And of course, he's making nuclear threats because the Biden administration parrots back with fears of World War III, which is exactly what Putin wants. Deter us from giving Ukraine what they need to take the fight to the finish.
So this, I'll tell you what the ISW, the International Study of War, says. Russia's failures around Lyman has galvanized strong and direct criticism of the commander there. His commander is Alexander Lapin, who supposedly commanded the Lyman group that got routed. The criticism originated from this Silkovic group, spearheaded by Chechenian strongman Roman Kodroz. And the Wagner Group financier, so they together are critical of the standing Russian army. What does that tell you? Because both those groups can fight, Wagner Group and the Chechnyans, they know how to fight. You say nobody else knows how to command or fight, am I right?
Yeah, they're not doing too well either. This is Ramzan Kadyrov, the head of, you know, the leader of Chechnya, and Yevgeny Prigozhin, who is the leader of the Wagner Group. And, you know, they've sent their guys to go get slaughtered in Ukraine as well. These are the ultra-nationalist hawks in Russia who represent the greatest threat to Vladimir Putin's regime security, because they're saying, hey, you told us this was a special military operation. You would topple the Zelensky government in a matter of days. And what are we doing in the eighth month? Losing. And so they're looking for scapegoats. And the question for Vladimir Putin, you know, is what happens with his inner circle? Are they going to be nervous that the defense minister Shoigu might be removed, or the head of the FSB, Bortnikov, or the national security advisor Patrushev? And if they see themselves being targeted by Putin, do they aim their sights on Putin first? I mean, this is extraordinarily destabilizing for a country with enough nuclear weapons to wipe us all off the planet. And that's where the Biden administration has got to mount a really effective public narrative and then back-channel discussions with senior Russian officials.
You really think there's a chance they're going to use tactical nukes when it's never been done before? And studies show for civilians like me that every time they war game it out, it ends up blowing back in their face, and they become victims of their own attack. Here's Mark Esper, Cut 30.
I think anywhere between 1 to 10 kilotons. You're right, Hiroshima was 15 kilotons, killed 70,000 people, destroyed 5 square miles of territory around the city. And I think the way he would deliver it, most likely in these cases, is through a gravity bomb delivered by an aircraft or some type of Iskander cruise missile. I would argue the thing for the administration to do is to bring the allies together now, talk about back-channeling to Moscow, but publicly say, look, if we see some type of strategic indication that you're pulling tactical nuclear weapons out of the storage areas, we're going to put an air cap up above Ukraine, and we're going to shoot down anything that comes toward Ukraine that might be carrying a nuclear weapon. There are things like that we could do to prevent this, to kind of calm this down and keep Putin contained.
Your thoughts?
Listen, I served in Russia for 5 years, and I'm going to tell you, in spite of the 5 years I served there, I speak like near native Russian. I never cease to be amazed at how much worse things could be than we imagined. So I got three concerns about Russia's nuclear weapons. One, that they might use tactical nuclear weapons. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Ukrainian forces are dispersed. It would literally blow back on Russian civilians and their forces. But, hey, look, we can stop applying the rational actor model to Vladimir Putin. He has not been rational, at least when it comes to from the way we would look at things. It's maybe rational for him, but not in a larger sense. The second concern, proliferation, where the Russians might, you know, somebody might get a hold of these weapons. The Russians might provide them to someone, you know, potentially that could use them, and that's of concern. And the third one is a loose nuke scenario where the Russians, the government simply doesn't have control over their nuclear arsenal. And those are three things that are always of concern. It's the same thing for North Korea. And I'm telling you, it'd be the same thing for Iran. God forbid we allow Iran to have a nuclear capability. We ought to be thinking about that right now as we deal with Russia, because, you know, that revolutionary regime with a nuclear capability would be an extraordinary threat to the United States. And I don't see a Biden administration plan to stop that from happening. Not to digress too much, but that's a concern as well. So, look, these are all grave concerns, and I'll just highlight this. It really hinges on our intelligence community to collect the intelligence on Russia's plans and intentions, how their military is going to react. It's not as simple as Putin pressing a button. There's a chain of command, and how those guys react in the event they were given an order to move nuclear weapons, tactical ones or strategic ones, and then even use a tactical nuclear weapon. Those are things we've got to collect on. And again, we've got to back-channel message the Russians in private not to do this, or else they will face significant reaction from us. And I agree with Secretary Esper. Those are good things to be thinking about.
I know you live in the intelligence realm, and you got to think of worst case scenario. But right now, the reality on the ground is that everything Vladimir Putin's done has been wrong. And now that trying to mobilize 200,000, 300,000 people has caused massive protests and exits in a way in which I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. And they're trying to avoid drafting certain families and trying to other ones. And the other ones are just leaving. So if he's losing on the battlefield, if he can't mount a 300,000-man additional force, how much longer is his inner circle going to tolerate such idiotic behavior?
Right. That's the key. Vladimir Putin is more desperate right now than he's ever been. His regime security is more tenuous today than it's ever been. And that, I would argue, makes him more dangerous than he's ever been to the region, to the world, to the United States. And so this is going to require the Biden administration, to paraphrase former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, please don't go wobbly on this one. This administration needs to show message discipline when they're speaking publicly. Stop mentioning World War III as if we're going to be deterred from giving Ukraine the artillery with the range they need. We're still not doing that, and we need to. The way this ends is for Ukraine to end it. And the Russians have killed too many Ukrainian civilians, bombed too many hospitals, maternity wards, schools. Ukraine's not going to stop until they finish the job, and we should help them do it.
All right, I want to give you an idea of what the tactics would be should they threaten or should they actually do nukes. And number two is some of the growing opposition to us giving them all the money we're giving them. First, David Petraeus.
It can still get worse for Putin and for Russia, and even the use of tactical nuclear weapons on the battlefield won't change this at all. Jake Sullivan has publicly stated that the U.S. has communicated to Russia what would happen in response to that.
And what would happen?
Well, again, I have deliberately not talked to Jake about this.
Yeah.
I mean, just to give you a hypothetical, we would respond by leading a NATO, a collective effort that would take out every Russian conventional force that we can see and identify on the battlefield in Ukraine and also in Crimea and every ship in the Black Sea fleet.
So how do you feel about it? I mean, we could. NATO could blow up everything they have, kill every one of their soldiers in theater. The ones that don't have uniforms probably don't fight anyway.
Yeah, so let me preface this by saying that I work for David Petraeus at CIA. I served with him in Iraq. He's a friend and somebody I believe is spot on with his national security analysis. So he's been through a lot of contingency planning in his life when it comes to intelligence and military. And what he's talking about is wargaming, and I would not be the least bit surprised if this is exactly what we have wargamed, to prepare ourselves in the event of this sort of scenario. It's never been beyond the realm of possibility that Russia would use a tactical nuclear weapon on European soil, and I think we probably wargamed how we would respond, and I think we probably told the Russians, not just now, but years and years ago as well, like, this is what will happen if you ever think of doing this. So I think my estimation, at least, is that David Petraeus is spot on, as usual.
And my sense is he doesn't want to know everything, but he probably consulted with the current administration to a degree, because he goes out of his way not to be political and not to insult anyone outside Trump. I think he's got trouble dealing with Trump.
I think,
but
Yeah, no, I think what he probably never talked to the administration about this, but it's, again, based on his historical knowledge of wargaming in the past, and I'm not so sure that the tactics or the strategy has changed much at all over the past decade in terms of what we would consider doing if Russia used a tactical nuclear weapon. And in many ways, it's no different than if Russia were to attack a NATO member like Estonia or Latvia. What would we do then? Well, we'd respond militarily to that attack, and we would destroy Russia's forces, invading forces.
Yeah, there's worry that they're going to hit Poland because that seems to be where the supplies are coming out of. Here's Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah, Republican, Cut 27.
But at some point, once the battle begins to settle, you have to ask yourself, okay, what is our goal in Ukraine? Is it what President Zelensky says, and that's when he says we're going to expel every Russian from Crimea, for example? Well, I think for many of us, we recognize that is an incredibly dangerous precedent or suggestion that we might do that. And I think it's probably something the American people wouldn't support.
So is that something I think that military people and intelligence people like you have to think about? How would Putin react? How about the American people that are experiencing some economic strife right now and wonder where the $627 billion is going and where the $15 billion is?
So those are a bunch of different issues that are important. First of all, we do need – that's why I've always said we need people on the ground in Ukraine, embassy people, to track how the money is being spent. That's obviously really important because that's our treasure and we're spending it in Ukraine. But let's make it clear. We are the arsenal for democracy. We could appease Vladimir Putin and let him keep some of his ill-gotten gain. Let's remember that he illegally annexed Crimea and attacked the Donbass back in 2014. So, no, they don't get to keep that. I'm sorry. I don't agree with our elected representative from Utah. I'd have a respectful debate with him on that subject. But I think the American people need to understand that we're standing up for liberty, freedom, and democracy. And if you don't like Vladimir Putin and what he's doing to the world economically, blackmailing us, well, then he needs to be, you know, he needs to be stopped. And if we don't stop him here, it's only going to get worse. Just look back at what happened in the Second World War. You know, Prime Minister Churchill had a great quote about that, you know, where each nation thought that the crocodile would be finished eating after they lopped off a piece of, you know, the Czechoslovakia or Poland or whatever else. No, the crocodile's not done. And so we have to finish with Vladimir Putin first. And I'll tell you, Brian, I've said these things. I've had these discussions, just offering my opinion when asked to senior folks in the administration, too. And they weren't telling me what they were doing, but I just said, look, I don't think there's any negotiating with Vladimir Putin. He's barreling down the road trying to destroy everything he can, and there's no off-ramp for him. And that's going to be the challenge, because if he loses his ruthless grip on the regime in the Kremlin, the transition of power could be very, very disruptive and destabilizing. And the guy who replaces him could be one of those ultra-nationalist hawks who could be even more dangerous. So we kind of need to draw a line here. And a nuclear power doesn't just get to go annex territory illegally. Like, that's got ramifications for China and Taiwan and other places around the world. So I'm sorry, I wouldn't let Russia keep Donbass or Crimea.
I'm with you, Dan. I know it's not easy, but I just think people have to the American people need to be explained this. It's not just, hey, the Ukrainians are great people. 100%. Explain it.
I mean, if I, as a citizen, I would love for, you know, President Reagan had a way of grabbing the bull, standing behind the bully pulpit there and explaining to the American people what we were doing and why. I'll never forget when we bombed Libya, and he gave that great address on television and explained why we were doing it. And we're not seeing that right now, and this is a time for President Biden to message our citizens, but also the rest of the world and Russia. This is the most dangerous time in our history since the Cuban Missile Crisis 60 years ago, almost exactly. And we'd kind of like to see the president get up and deliver the right kind of speech right now.
Dan Hoffman, always educational and informational. Dan Hoffman, thanks so much. It's one of these times in which so much of this is unprecedented. Not many people thought 8 months ago that Putin would be in such dire straits right now, but the Ukrainians have surpassed everything. Just let them finish the job. Dan Hoffman, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
1-866-408-7669. I'll take your calls when we come back. A lot to discuss. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
ad paid for by OpenChart Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
The secret to the market beat stock pick strategy is so simple, it is going to drive you crazy. Ask yourself, is this current market making you sick? Logging into your brokerage account day after day only to see lots of red? Well, let me tell you a secret. The best stocks to own are the companies that are consistently printing real profits year over year. The crazy thing is that it's even more effective in months like right now. Down markets means everything goes on sale, including these profit-printing machines. Want to stop playing the loser's game and guessing what the next hot stock will be? MarketBeat is about to text you our new report. 7 stocks to buy and hold forever. When you text the word profit to 68285. These companies print billions each year in profit and show no sign of slowing down. Get your free copy of 7 stocks to buy and hold forever. Just text profit to 68285. Text the word profit to 68285. Don't wait. This report is only available for a limited time. Text the word profit to 68285.
Message and data rates apply. Individual results may vary. Consult with your tax or investment professional.
This is Fox on Justice. New York City police say hate crimes in the city are up 103% compared to last year, and up 45% specifically targeting the Jewish community. Police say they've arrested 2 people accused of attacking 3 Jewish men in Brooklyn. Police say a 14-year-old boy attacked 2 elderly Jewish men with a fire extinguisher. And police say the next day, a 31-year-old man hit a Jewish man in the face who was wearing traditional Jewish clothing. Now a rabbi in Brooklyn says New York's bail reform laws are putting his community in danger.
If the system had letting him out in 2 hours and 6 hours and 8 hours, they are here again. It's the same repeatable problem again and again.
Police are not blaming either of these recent 2 attacks on bail reform, but Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell agrees with the rabbi, saying that a change to the system is needed. But this problem is not confined to New York City. The Anti-Defamation League says the amount of anti-Semitic incidents in the country this year has already surpassed all of last year. Nate Foy, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Anna Friel of Fox's new series, Monarch, who we caught up with at a Soho pop-up shop celebrating the series premiere. She shared her preparation to play the role of a country music star in this country music dynasty family.
I started with the accent, and I listened to lots and lots of country music, and I learned as I went along. And every time we had guest stars, they were incredibly open to answer many questions.
There's music every episode, original and covers, which was an exciting experience as an artist.
Well, it was sometimes like doing 3 shows in one because you'd be in the studio recording the song and then you'd have to perform it and then you'd have all the scenes, so different compartments for all of it. So you just had to juggle quite a lot.
She shared the original songs were especially meaningful.
I loved the original music because they were written to go with our characters. In episode 10, I've got a duet with Trace, which is one of the highlights of my 30-year career.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
High fly ball, deep left. There it goes, sailing into history. He's done it. Aaron Judge is the American League single season home run leader. The AL King. Case closed.
That is Michael Kay's call on Aaron Judge's kind of a home run drought. He's hit 1, I think, over the last 10 days, and then he finally got number 62 yesterday. And I just think it's really hard not to like this guy. I mean, there's so many people who either love the Yankees or hate the Yankees. And I said during the Yankees run in 96, it's hard to hate these guys. They came up through the minor leagues. They weren't a bought team. They're not a group of all-stars. They're self-made stars. And now you have this era coming up who are always in contention, but they haven't won at all. Maybe this is the year. And maybe Judge goes out and wins the Triple Crown. I don't know. But what I find unique about this, Mantle was pushing Roger Maris. I think he ends up with 56 homers. Maris ends up with the new record, beats Babe Ruth at 61. So tense, his hair was falling out, prime of his life. Never really repeated. He got an injury to his forearm, I thought. And when he went to the Cardinals, never repeated. Close to this type of success, Mantle went on to do more, I think, over 500 home runs. But that would be it. And then you had these guys bust the record, like McGuire. He admitted he cheated. Sammy Sosa, we all know he cheated. And we all know that Barry Bonds cheated, although he never admitted it. But he's not in the Hall of Fame for a reason. This should be the single-season home run record. Even though Aaron Judge says, no, I grew up on the West Coast worshiping Barry Bonds. That's the record holder. We know he's not. And that's baseball's problem. They hope things just go away. Pete Rose will just go away. The home run king, not in the World Series, 700. And
755
Yep.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
Dust off your leader hose for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A truck bomb caused a fire and the collapse of a section of a bridge linking Russia annexed Crimea with Russia.
The blast severed a key supply artery for Russia's faltering war efforts in southern Ukraine. Russian authorities said the truck bomb caused seven railway cars carrying fuel to catch fire. The result, they said, was a partial collapse of two sections of the bridge. A spokesperson for Crimea's Russian-backed regional parliament accused Ukraine of the attack. Russian authorities, however, did not blame anyone so far. Ukrainian officials praised the attack but did not claim responsibility. I'm Karen Chamas.
UN nuclear watchdog says Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the biggest in Europe, has lost its last remaining external power source as a result of renewed shelling and is now relying on emergency diesel generators. A Democrat senator is distancing himself from President Biden on immigration policy.
During a debate this week with his GOP opponent, Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona called the U.S.-Mexico border a mess and said his fellow Democrats don't understand border issues. Kelly also described as dumb President Biden's plans to end a pandemic-era program that allows for the speedy removal of immigrants in the name of public health. The closely watched Arizona race could help determine party control of the Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least 24 of the 36 victims of Thursday's massacre at a daycare center in Thailand were children, mostly preschoolers. A day after their short lives were snuffed out, their desperate families have spent hours waiting for the children's bodies to be released. Residents of a small community in Vermont, blindsided last month by news one official in their water department has been quietly lowering fluoride levels nearly 4 years ago. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The UN Human Rights Council's approved appointing of a special representative to monitor human rights in Russia, accusing Moscow of creating a climate of fear through repression and violence.
Russia, ousted as a voting member of the UN Human Rights Council last March, tried to dismiss the decision as political, but that doesn't reduce its significance. Russian human rights groups, their friends, families, journalists, and lawyers defending them have faced repression for years. It's got worse since Russia invaded Ukraine. A UN expert will give those groups an official channel to report what's happening. It will keep a UN spotlight on Russia's crackdown on its citizens.
That's the BBC's Imogene Folks reporting from Geneva. North Korea is warning the U.S. redeployment of an aircraft carrier near the Korean Peninsula is causing considerably huge negative splash in regional security. More at townhall.com. The world's richest man has an issue with American universities.
Elon Musk says he and his daughter are estranged due to liberal politics in American colleges. In an interview with Financial Times, the South African father of nine said the liberal ideology is full-on communism, with a general sentiment that if you're rich, you're evil. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Soldiers are leaving the Army National Guard at a faster rate than they're enlisting. That's fueling concerns that in the coming years, units around the country may not meet requirements for various deployments. Officials say the number of soldiers retiring or leaving the Guard each month in the past year has exceeded those coming in, a total loss, annual loss of about 7,500 troops. It was on October the 9th in 1888, the public was first admitted into the Washington Monument. You can check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
From Hyatt
top Fox News headquarters in New York City.
I admire so much your work ethic and your enthusiasm and your commitment to ideas.
The most approachable radio host in America.
Brian Kilmeade sent me a signed book, and I'm not a fan.
I have had a crush on you. You know this for a very long time. Now, are you listening to me? Because you're looking at the screen.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
And I'm just looking at my screen now. Oil is now over $90 a barrel, above $90 a barrel. Wow, this is going to help. It's going to tank the market, which is down 508 points, despite great, pretty good job figures of 263,000 we just aired. So I just looked at that. So they took 2 million barrels off the market. They're going to cut production among OPEC Plus, which means Russia. And now oil gushes to $90 a barrel. And what's the ripple effect of that? You, me, the way we're paying for everything. And Russia gets more money to try to sustain their war, which good news is it doesn't seem sustainable. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Big hour coming your way. Geraldo shortly, and then Rob Smith will be joining us, the Iraq vet. You see him all over the channel, Fox News contributor. He's got a great podcast. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The member of his inner circle that allegedly confronted him, and according to that reporting, Dmitry Peskov in the Kremlin has denied that President Putin himself was directly confronted. But according to that reporting, it was a member of President Putin's inner circle. Now that could be anyone. We don't know the name.
Usually he just kills people that confront him, but now he's getting killed in this war. Here's Simmons. That was the report from him. Pressure on Putin from his own inner circle, as you just heard, because this war is blowing up in his face and he started it. Desperate Putin is probably a dangerous Putin, we'll discuss.
Number two.
But the FBI and the Justice Department got him for tax evasion. Mm. And this is what really is going on here, I think, is that tax evasion is just opening the door to what's really going on behind the scenes.
Maybe. I don't think it's likely, though. Hunter hijinks is back. Washington Post using official leaks to let America know the wheels of justice are working and that Hunter is going to get indicted. I don't buy it. And if it is, the indictment are going to go for things that are benign. I'll explain.
Number one.
They worship the false god of climate. That's what Joe Biden went after by attacking American energy. Day number one in office with killing Keystone and stopping oil and gas leasing.
John Barrasso from an energy state and from an energy committee, refueling a red wave. That's what the Saudis did by cutting oil production, as I mentioned. The Democratic panic is quite entertaining, but their policy response is dangerous and, I believe, un-American. So from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan and heard around the country, around the world, let's begin. Just a quick note, don't forget to watch One Nation this weekend at 8. We're going to explore what's going on with energy in particular. I'm going to talk to Nikki Haley about the challenge of Russia. And then I have Henry Cuellar on the border. He's a Democrat who actually knows how to fix the border and can't get his party to listen. I'm going to give him the platform. I think he'll be intrigued. And John Crist will be joining us. John Crist, one of America's finest comedians and greatest comedic minds, who also follows the news. So let's talk about what's happening. As I mentioned, the job number is supposed to be 250. It came in 263. That's the good news. The bad news is 59,000 people have left the workforce, just left. Where do they go? Where do they go? You can't say the PPP loan. You can't say you can't say that the rents have been frozen. I don't know where these people go. Is all these people rich? I doubt it. I think the rest of the world dealing with the same thing, too. We have a workforce 62.3%. So just over 6 of every 10 of us are working. That's not gonna, we should be at 68.72. Some people retired. I get it. So that bothers me. And obviously the market's bothered by oil going over $90 a barrel. Not Brian Deese, the White House economic advisor. He thinks he knows the real culprit. It is those gas station owners. They just live that life of luxury. Cut to.
What we believe needs to happen, consistent with market principles, is that the energy companies need to reduce retail prices to reflect the price that they're paying for the wholesale gas. And the reason why wholesale gas prices continue to be at that level is because of all of the progress that we've made. Oil and gas prices are moving around, but they are significantly lower now than they were a couple of months ago.
What? The progress you've made? Gas station owners have to just take the exact dollar that they get and charge that exact dollar to the customer? Does he understand how free market works? Does anyone begrudge the gas station owner who's selling Reese's peanut butter cups to make a profit? Trying to make a little bit of profit on the gas? They're not gouging. They're not the problem. You know the problem. What an insult. And by the way, the Saudis are looking to say, look, they're not an ideal partner, but they're a partner. We prefer them in a bad neighborhood, along with Israel, to be an ally. And they gave us the Abraham Accords because we sincerely blew up the Iranian deal. And they said that is a sign of loyalty. This administration had a president that said they're a pariah nation and then started opening up talks with Iran. So Saudi Arabia goes, okay, I'm going to talk to China. I'm going to talk to Russia. And I'm going to cut oil production. I am not defending the Saudis. But you got to be street smart. Brian Deese, Cut 3.
Why should U.S. taxpayers subsidize Saudi security, you know, when they're not willing to subsidize U.S. gasoline prices?
Yeah. So I have totally understand the question. I have no announcements about any of that today, and would say that as we mentioned yesterday, we will be assessing and consulting closely with Congress around a range of issues on the back end of this.
So let me give you an idea of what we're looking at nationwide. I don't know what your gas is. Give us a call, 1-866-408-7669. But today, gas is $3.89 on the average. If you're in California, you laugh at that. It's $6.39. Nevada, $5.50. Oregon, $5.53. Washington State, $5.38. Arizona, $4.55. The problem is the gas prices are going up and will go up further, which is why the market is going down. Scary, the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, saved for things like Katrina or a world war, is down to a 40-year low, the lowest level since 1984. And it's artificially flooding our market in order to keep the prices down because he's got an election November 8th. And he knows how devastating that is. So what are his options? To make oil and gas companies stop selling to other countries, that'll blow them up because they have a certain forecast too. Number two, we could go Venezuela. We'll give you money to let Chevron go back to your company and Shell drill, go to your offshore drilling for gas. Really? Take a year and a half to build up that that renegade country's infrastructure, but we would do it and get a few million barrels on the line. Guess who would benefit? Cuba, Iran, China, and Russia. This is the all-star team of our enemies. That's actually an option they're considering. They're also saying sign this bad nuclear deal and then we'll lift sanctions allowing you, Iran, to flood the market with a million barrels a day. And that would bring the price down. But at what cost? Do we have any integrity at all? Here's Tim Stewart with Larry Kudlow yesterday. Cut 4.
You know, Russia holds 40% of the Venezuelan projects alone, and so if we're going to Venezuela, we're going to Russia, we're helping OPEC Plus. Again, it's illiterate. It's an illiterate policy, and we shouldn't have to be in this situation.
You got to know what you don't know. And what the president consistently says, and Brian Deese backs him up, you blame gas station owners and American oil companies? Do you not? They evidently had a meeting, a quiet meeting behind closed doors with these oil and gas companies, at which time they got to let these oil and gas companies got to go educate America about what you're doing, why you're not gouging, how environmentally sound you are, especially compared to the rest of the world. And they tell me in the oil business, if you want dirty oil, you go to Venezuela. It makes no sense. Larry Kudlow's been doing this for over 50 years. He can't make out what the game plan is. Cut 7.
Once again, the Bidens are running to hug that famous democracy-loving U.S. ally, Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela, the leading socialist communist country in South America, for literally a couple of additional barrels of very dirty oil. Maduro is supposed to turn Venezuela back into a freedom-loving democracy, in return for which Maduro is supposed to agree to free and fair presidential elections. Mind you, that country is essentially being run by the Cuban Secret Service.
We're going to take a time out so I give Geraldo some time to talk. It's not even debatable what we should be doing. Instead, they're really debating banning all new leases on offshore drilling. All new leases. This pain at the pump is going to cost them in the booth, the voting booth. unless you disagree, which I'm more than happy to hear a pushback, I believe things are lining up for Republicans because of the reality of the policies are so bad, Americans will have no choice. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
Chest up, engage your core, dig
at
deep.
Misty's gym, boot camp gets pretty close to the real thing. She wants to spot a personal trainer with a military background.
I can cover this week's boot camp, but we need someone stat. Is it your cousin Marie?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Soaring rents have made it challenging to find a new place, but there are things you can do to make the process easier. Start by deciding what your priorities are and what you can afford. Zumper's Rent Affordability Calculator can help you out and estimate how much you can pay monthly according to your location, monthly income, and expenses. Apartment search websites like Apartments.com, Rent.com, and Zillow, among others, can help curate your search. Another option is to use a broker. Some called no-fee brokers charge the leasing management company rather than having you pick up the tab. And do your research and take your time, but not too much time. It's important to make an informed decision, but in a competitive market, that might be hard. And try to visit the place in person, see what's around the neighborhood, what traffic is like, and whether the appliances work. And know your state's tenant rights by checking out the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's tenant rights website. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. If you have bad dreams and lots of them and you're in midlife, you may have an increased risk of dementia. Researchers at the University of Birmingham in England say in a study that middle-aged people who have frequent bad dreams were four times more likely to have cognitive decline over the next decade than those who didn't often have nightmares. Among the elderly, those with frequent bad dreams were twice as likely to later have dementia. One possibility is that bad sleep leads to buildup of proteins associated with dementia. According to one of the study's authors, this is important because there are very few risk indicators for dementia that can be identified as early as middle age. While more work needs to be done to confirm these links, we believe bad dreams could be a useful way to identify individuals at high risk of developing dementia. The study was published in the journal eClinical Medicine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1974. Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record.
And delivering. Aaron
There is a contradiction when the executive branch is both investigatory and the subject of investigation. It is these events that forced the House, by a vote of 410-4, to set in motion this impeachment inquiry.
Greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes and you're really tested when you take some knocks, some disappointments.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So the first thing is, this is an old story made to look new. The second aspect of it is, there's not going to be an indictment of Hunter Biden between now and Election Day. Why? He's a politically sensitive figure. The U.S. Attorney's Manual says 90 days before election, we don't take any public actions in criminally politically sensitive cases. So if you know something's old and it's been made to look new and it's not about something that's imminent, you have to ask yourself what happened.
And that's what they're talking about, the Hunter Biden indictment. They could be coming down. A lot of people think it's a head fake. I'm one of them. I'm saying this is not about Hunter Biden and not paying his taxes with a bad, not being accurate, trying to fill out a gun form. This should be about Hunter Biden doing international investment deals that could circumvent the security of our country and compromise his dad, the president, who, according to the emails that have been verified now as authentic, were Tony Bobulinski was his partner. That's exactly who he was. So they said yesterday indictment could be imminent by a attorney that Biden left in place that was put there by Donald Trump. Here's more from Solomon on the dynamics of this case. Cut 15.
There are four dynamics going on. The first is, a lot of new evidence has emerged since the summer of Joe Biden being a little bit more involved in Hunter Biden Singh, meeting with more of his business partners, having keys to one of his business offices, being listed as a business partner on a document. So the evidence is starting to move towards Hunter Biden, or Joe Biden. This story tries to focus the story back on Hunter Biden. Secondly, there is FBI is under assault. The Republicans are likely to take over. They're worried about their reputation. The FBI wants people to know we did our job. Third thing, U.S. attorney did some grand jury activity. There are discussions going on with the Justice Department. And fourth, there are people around Joe Biden who would like to see Hunter Biden make a plea deal and make this go away. But his lawyer has made clear in public he's not going to do that. All of those four things are likely at play in this leak of an old story made to look new on this night.
Geraldo just walked in, but he knows the case of the Hunter Biden. Great to see you.
You too.
And the last part, what John Solomon was just saying, is something that Miranda Devine found
great
out,
reporter,
too.
Great reporter, John Solomon. By
yeah. They just found out that Hunter Biden was offered a deal. He'd be charged with a felony, and he doesn't want to do the deal. And,
is that so?
And the White House is pushing him to take it, and he's like, no. And that is passive aggressive because obviously sitting down for a trial, if you're Hunter Biden, if it comes to that, they could up the charges and pull back this deal.
Oh, for sure. If they went for every literal charge that they could get against him, they'd be as long as your arm. It sounds like a father-son kind of beef. That's the subtext here. Why would he not, you know, face up to the responsibility? I heard... And Jonathan Turley wrote about, and the New York Post has covered extensively and well, that they were on the verge of a whole bunch of stuff, but that he would take a deal, that they would wrap it all into one deal with very little, if any, prison time, and then the outrage would be how basically he skated and won't be anything about foreign influence peddling or anything like that. It'll just be all about tax evasion, the gun, lying on the gun application, and the kind of ministerial small time stuff. But if he doesn't take the deal, it's because he's screwing with his father. That's my theory.
And the theory's solid. If you think about that exchange he had with his daughter, and remember the exchange when he said to her,
horrible.
When he said to her, I'll never do to you what Pop does to me, and that is pay a portion of everything that you earned. I support this family. Resentment. Passive-aggressive to write the book to write the book and do a book tour that brings all this up, and even somebody like as innocuous as Jimmy Kimmel would say, have you ever thought about Apple Care when it comes, you know, and the people would laugh at it. But you know what it says? The laptop's real. You dropped
it's
it
all
off.
Real. It's what gets me is to back off the legal aspect and just be a parent for a second. What is it about this guy where his father is at the top of the food chain in American political life? Now he's president, but he was vice president for a long time, a very prominent senator for a long time. What does it say about you that not only do you do all this stuff with crack and hookers and so forth, but you film almost everything? You have a kind of malignant narcissism that it's all about you. It's a kind of a wacky dysfunction.
Right.
I still say it's a father-son hatred. But why would you do that? Why would you take your whole family down and besmirch them
well,
in that way?
A couple of things. I think Joe Biden, do you have anybody that you know that's had drug problems or alcohol problems?
Of course.
You ever, the frustration you feel is they won't get off, they blow off appointments,
right.
They blow up your family
right.
And everything?
Right.
So I have direct contact with that too.
Either.
You're right. And knowing that, President Biden was also letting him do international deals that would bring uncommon stress, whether it's the Burisma board or CEFC deals with high-ranking Chinese, Kazakhstan, Russian officials. What kind of parent puts a guy who's in and out of rehab into that type of stressful situation?
It's a parent in denial. Just as so many American families now have that person in their family, and you say, well, this time will be different. This time,
so
if I give him this response, the stakes are so high that you're not going to be that petty, you know, self-abusing, you know, flamboyant transgressor that you are at home. It's wishful thinking, and it never gets better. I really believe it, and I've done so many stories about it, that once a junkie, always a junkie. And now you have this guy now on the verge of, and he's making a deal. What kind of standing does he have to negotiate a deal? He should thank his lucky stars that he's got a father.
So I'll tell you what's in Miranda's story. She says they tried to get him to take a plea deal up to a felony as he refuses the charges could be upped. She said if he refuses, the charges could be up to FARA violations, money laundering, with the potential for a trail right to Delaware. And he goes, somebody, one former prosecutor put it, Hunter suffers from hubrism, a fatal arrogance. He always received whatever he demands.
Oh, I see that. I see that. But I wonder, isn't she a psychologist? Isn't that?
I don't know.
But I mean,
you would
she
think,
should know.
If you read some of these emails, they don't really love her either. The Doping of America with you, Geraldo, your new series available on Fox Nation. Episode 1, America's Heroin High. Episode 2, Cocaine Crime and Cartels. Episode 3, Synthetics and Social Media. Sounds like a great series. Is it ready? Is it on?
It's ready. It is available right now, and it comes at a time when, with fentanyl, as long as I've been in the business, as long as I've chased this dragon, I've never seen anything like this. This is way worse than heroin, way worse than crack. The 109,000 overdose deaths in the last 12 months. This is, Brian, I'm telling you, this is a different kind of story.
Right. Why this isn't the number one story in America is unbelievable.
I agree.
So we'll get another reason to get Fox Nation. Geraldo, great to see you.
Thanks, brother.
Co-host,
nice
are you
person.
On the 5 tonight?
I am.
All right. You'll be playing yourself?
I will play myself.
All right. Look for Geraldo.
I may use the Brian Kilmeade voice.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Voting is your right in civic duty. It is important to know who's running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
My so-called friends slash handlers around me told me, like, if I said that I like Trump, that my career would be over, that my life would be over. They said stuff like people get killed for wearing a hat like that. They threatened my life. They put my life. They basically said that I would be killed for wearing the hat. I had someone call me last night and said anybody wearing a White Lives Matter shirt is going to be greenlit, and that means that they're going to beat them up if they wear it. And I'm like, you know, okay, green light me then.
That is Kanye West, or Ye West. What do we call him? Ye West? With Tucker last night, part two will be today. They were supposed to speak for 30 minutes, end up being 2 hours. That's why there's two parts. And at which time he's talking about being conservative. He also talked about divorce. He also talked about how the Kardashians were kind of holding him back, and his handlers were telling him not to come out for Trump. Little things that disappointed about Trump, too, and about the country. But Rob Smith watched it. He's an Iraq vet, founder and president of the Douglas Society, and host of Can't Cancel Rod Smith, a Rob Smith podcast. Rob, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Brian. It's good to talk to you.
Can you relate to what Kanye West said?
Absolutely, Brian, like on so many different levels. I guess, first of all, let's go to this conversation that he had about being canceled, about all of his handlers and all of the people around him saying that you can't come out for Trump, you can't wear that hat, you cannot do this or else your life and your career and everything will be over. I'm personally a black man that came out in support of Trump and support of the Republicans about 4 years ago, right around 2018. And what he is saying is right. You literally do lose everything. I think that people can't really comprehend the forces that exist in this society that want to put black people, particularly African-American men, in that sort of leftist, in that Democrat box. I lost friends. I lost job opportunities. I had fraternity brothers that literally will not even speak to me anymore. I got disinvited from weddings. I got excommunicated from society just because I made a decision to vote a certain type of way. And that's what Kanye West is speaking to. And I think that when he speaks about it, he is speaking about it on such a larger level than I think a lot of people can appreciate, because he is, you know, such a cultural powerhouse. He is such a superstar. He has the amount of pressure that is on him to toe the line is immense, because if you look at that industry, particularly in hip-hop culture, particularly in rap culture, there are very few people that are doing or saying anything that is outside of the approved script for African-Americans in the society. So he was going up against so much at that point in time, and now, you know, 4 years later, 4 years outside of that, he's still standing. He's bigger than ever. He won a Grammy for the Jesus is King album. He is saying all of these things that I think a lot of African-Americans are really thinking, but they're not emboldened to say it because they're afraid of being canceled.
Well, overall, before I get to another cut, what was your impression of the interview? Because his intelligence is obvious, but a lot of times he would segue and bring up Tanya Harding and other things where I'm thinking to myself, this is so far from the question. It's all interesting, but I could see that there's a lot going on there. What was your impression?
My impression was that it was a very free-willing conversation, and I think that, you know, Kanye West is an artist. This is not somebody that's necessarily media-trained that's saying, okay, I'm going to get from point A to point B to point C. And when I sat down and watched the interview, he generally brought it all the way back. And the thing that struck me the most, Brian, about the interview, and I'm going to talk about this on Can't Cancel Rob Smith probably on Monday, is that he is very lucid. He's very clear. Now, I remember doing a lot of cable news stuff and a lot of media around the time that he came out for Trump in 2018, and there was this idea that Kanye West has admitted to being bipolar and has admitted to having mental health issues in the past. And so that admission, a lot of people use as sort of this bait to say, well, you can't listen to him. He's crazy. He's this. He's that. And the lucidity and the clarity of thoughts and the clarity of mind that he portrayed in that interview is what struck me the most. This is not a crazy person. Right. This is not somebody that is, quote unquote, off his meds. This is not somebody that is speaking gibberish. This is somebody that has actually had a lot of time to think about the things that he is saying and the points that he was making.
No question. Here's an idea of what he says. Comes from why he was wearing the lanyard he was wearing. In case you don't know, he was wearing a lanyard coming from a show in, was it a fashion show in Paris, of a fetus in a from a an, ultrasound. Cut 28.
So you just came from Paris Fashion Week. You just landed, and the lanyard's still on from it, and there's a photograph on it. What is that?
It's a photograph of a baby's ultrasound.
Why is that? And that you designed that?
Yes.
Why? What does that mean?
It just represents life. I'm pro-life.
Boy, so you wear it on a badge. What kind of response do you get? And good, amen. I agree.
I don't care about people's responses. I care about the fact that there's more black babies being aborted than born in New York City at this point. That 50% of black death in America is abortion. So I really don't care about people's responses. I perform for an audience of one, and that's God.
What's your reaction to not only his action, but his response?
It's very profound. First of all, the pro-life conversation among the black community is very profound because Democrats and the left have sort of convinced African Americans in this country that killing their babies is somehow health care. And I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this, Brian, but even I was not aware, and a lot of people are not aware, that Planned Parenthood was started by a white supremacist and eugenicist named Margaret Sanger, who wanted to, quote, and this is a real quote, exterminate the black population like weeds. A lot of people do not know that because that is not a message that the mainstream media is going to allow to be put out there. I think that I didn't even realize that until about 3 or 4 years ago. I think I heard Candace Owens talking about it via one of her platforms at the time. So I thought that that was very profound in sort of this pro-life message and this in the fact that abortion does kill so many black babies, that it's, you know, it's killing not only the black babies, but it's also shrinking the African-American population in this country. That's why it stays stagnant at about 11 to 12%. And he's getting that message out to an audience that is so much broader than I think anybody that has ever said that message before. And I want to make one more point here about Planned Parenthood and about how abortion is marketed so heavily to black women in this country. Their CEO is a black woman. And I knew a couple of years ago when they were looking for CEOs and they were sort of going back and forth about that, I said, the next person that they're going to put at the head of this organization and as the face of this organization is a black woman, because they're going to use this black woman to convince other black women in this country that killing their babies is the only option that they have. So to wrap that all up, Kanye's having this pro-life conversation. He's having the conversation about how abortion affects the African American community, and he is reaching an audience that is broader than most people on this planet can ever reach.
So my thing is about him is 2 weeks later he could be saying that Tucker Carlson's a terrible person and Donald Trump's he could go flip to a 180. I mean, the way he acted in the White House a few years ago when he was there was not normal. The way he was last night was interesting. I don't care what you think about what he thinks. He's smart. And he's interesting. Then we could do this. But in 3 weeks, if he's saying the exact opposite and remember he turned on Candace Owens. I don't know the circumstances. But now they have this new shirt out called White Lives Matter. Now, people were getting fired for saying All Lives Matter. Remember that? That Grant Napier said All Lives Matter and they fired him? So listen to this exchange. We're talking with Rob Smith. He's got a great podcast out there. Is called You Can't Cancel Rob Smith. Rob, listen to this. Cut 26.
Now, people, they're looking for an explanation, and people say, well, as an artist, you don't have to give an explanation, but as a leader, you do.
Yes, I think that's right.
So the answer to why I wrote White Lives Matter on a shirt is because they do. It's the obvious thing.
Yeah. Why do you think that's so, and I assume the implication is, of course, all lives matter because they're lives, because God created them.
Yeah.
Why do you think that would be considered controversial?
Because the same people that have stripped us of our identity and labeled us as a color have told us what it means to be black and the vernacular that we're supposed to have.
Do you want to build on that?
You know, it's very interesting. He either tweeted or Instagrammed something after sort of that photo came out and broke the internet. He said, Black Lives Matter is a scam. Now it's over. You're welcome. And I think that the shirt is not so much about whether, you know, White Lives Matter or Black Lives Matter or Asian Lives Matter or anything like that. I think that the shirt is supposed to start a conversation and expose the hypocrisy of Black Lives Matter and BLM Inc. Now, 2 years outside of the BLM riots that destroyed, you know, black neighborhoods all across the country and destroyed black businesses and created billions of dollars in property damage, you weren't allowed to expose the hypocrisy of what was going on at the time. I know I personally took a lot of blowback from you know, saying what I had to say on my podcast and doing cable news and all of that stuff. But now, 2 years later, people are starting to ask questions. Where did this $90 million go? What was this all about? Why is one of the co-founders of BLM have a $5 million real estate portfolio? The African American community is starting to open their eyes to the scam that was BLM Inc. People are starting to realize that they got hustled, that they got had. And there are some people that are willing to admit that they got had, and there are some people that are going to double down on this Black Lives Matter, BLM Inc., et cetera. And the point that Kanye made about the fact that they have stripped black people of their identity and made them a color, the BLM stuff and the Black Lives Matter movement and all of that stuff was all about trying to teach or trying to force a way of being black among the entire African-American population. Remember, Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. And this is what Democrats on the left have been doing for decades and decades and decades. So like I said, the White Lives Matter thing, I don't know if it's about White Lives Matter or Asian Lives Matter or Latino Lives Matter or Black Lives Matter or anything like that. I think that the point of the statement and the point of the shirt was to expose the hypocrisy of BLM Inc. and to end that fraudulent movement once and for all, as only somebody like Kanye could do.
Right. Real quick, on rapper Lizzo, who's an overweight rapper who's played the James Madison's flute. I don't know how she got permission to do that from the Smithsonian. Cut 29.
Lizzo works with my trainer, a friend of mine, Harley Pasternak. Harley Pasternak. When Lizzo loses 10 pounds and announces it, the bots, that's a term for people, like, it's like telemarketer callers, like on Instagram, they attack her for losing weight because the media wants to put out a perception that being overweight is the new goal when it's actually unhealthy. Yes. Let's get aside the fact of whether it's fashion and Vogue, which it's not. Let's just, or if someone thinks it's attractive, to each his own. It's actually clinically unhealthy. And for people to promote that, it's demonic.
You agree?
You know, I do agree. And I want to take it one step further, because you have to look at how somebody like Lizzo is elevated in the society. So somebody like Lizzo is there. It is not just that Lizzo is obese. It's that Lizzo is twerking. It's that Lizzo bends over and exposes her rear end to cameras at NBA games. It's that Lizzo does videos for Instagram where she's walking on a private jet in a thong with everything out there. It's not so much that she's obese and overweight, but it's the vulgarity of this. And so this kind of vulgarity, by the way, you would never see among from a woman of any other race. There are obese or heavier set white women. There's the Ashley Grahams of the world. There was even Adele before she lost her weight. These people would never be presented like that in mainstream media. It's only a black woman, Lizzo. Why is that? And Kanye made the point that it's about glorifying obesity. I think that it's specifically about glorifying obesity among African-American women, and she is one of the symbols that does that. And for me, it's unfortunate because I actually am a fan of hers. Her music is great. She's actually somebody that's seriously talented. But she is being used to push an obesity agenda that is not healthy, that is not aspirational, that is deeply, deeply unhealthy to an American populace. And when you take it a step further and realize that these are people, you know, the left and the Democrat agenda and all that stuff, they want Americans fat. They want them complacent. Right. They want them government dependent.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And so that's just a part of the agenda.
And think about the healthcare strain, too, on top of that. It's all preventable.
Exactly.
Rob Smith, where do we get your podcast?
Yes, you can find Can't Cancel Rob Smith Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope I call my fans my problematics because we are problematic thinkers, and I welcome you all to join me.
All right. Rob, thanks so much. Always appreciate your insight. Rob Smith, thank you. Also, he's an Iraq vet. When we come back, we'll take some of your calls. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Tuesday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and possible solutions to the biggest and most important issues. You can hear new episodes every Tuesday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather Updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now. show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Just fascinating to see Kanye West continue to be a fascinating figure and I guess still be able to be a dominant in fashion and music. John Chris is coming up next hour. He's been a great guest on TV and radio here, up-and-coming comedian, really established, selling out across the country. But what he's really known for, first and foremost, not only what he does on stage, what he does on social media, the guy is hysterical, just holding up, it seems to be just his iPhone and just going at it. Here he is talking about soccer and golf.
Cristiano Ronaldo, with a shot to get back to even, really has a chance to sink this one. It should go a bit right to left, but he's got a good look at it. We'll need the ball back in his stance just a bit. Solid contact, and he sinks it. Really nice stroke.
Tiger's found an opening on 12. He needs this 4-foot putt for par. All he needs to do is take it in.
Imagine if a golf commentator and a soccer commentator switch cadences and approaches. See how that would go. Here's John Chris as an irritated weatherman.
David Watson's been monitoring traffic, but first we go to Ryan Marshall, who's out monitoring the snowfall. Ryan, what's it look like out there?
Yeah, it looks like snow, just like I predicted in my forecast from the studio. I'm not sure why I'm out here literally looking around. It looks like snow. You could just take a video of it snowing and show that. Why do I have to be here to describe snowfall? It's pretty self-explanatory.
Seems like the cold has gotten you in an icy mood yourself, Ryan.
Okay, you know what, Shannon? I am in an icy mood, okay? Nice pun.
How many times do you think that Janice would like to do that?
Oh, every weatherman, right?
Like Janice Dean would definitely. She's got to hear that. That would be perfect. Why do they have to stand in the weather? It's not their fault.
Ad paid for by OpenChart Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.